You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. Very big show we have for you today. Alex Stein in the third hour. Very excited to welcome him. Lots of videos, lots of stories to cover, and of course, your phone calls. But first, I want to start with this video. You can find and share at band.video, infowars.com. It's called the 2010 Gun Control Predictions by Alex Jones. It can be found under the Alex Jones Predictions tab there on band.video. Let's watch his prediction from 2010.
Okay, there was a reported shooting at UT this morning, and I found it very suspicious that a supposed lone gunman came in to the library, the student library, fired his rifle, and what was reported as an automatic rifle, which they'll call a semi-auto or even bolt action in the news, and then killed himself, and that he had someone with him. Now, I've seen so many cases where people are doing open carry in Vermont or Arizona or Wisconsin. We've got cases where the cops come over and arrest them and still charge them, even though there's no real law to charge them with. This is the type of garbage that is happening. And I had a feeling, because I know they've been having all these events all over the country, and there's a big student movement for open carry on college campuses so that you don't have mass shootings. Basically, gun-free zones are shooter zones. They're advertised as you want a place to kill yourself and kill a bunch of other people. It's like the new form of suicide. Don't jump out of a 50-story building. Slit your wrist. Don't shoot yourself in the head. Don't take sleeping pills. Take people with you. And the media hypes this. You had the gunman at the Discovery Channel a month ago or so. And so all these different permutations ran through my mind. And the way they locked it all down, pushed people back over a mile, claimed there might be another shooter with no evidence of it. It just had a lot of different red flags go up for me. It didn't pass the smell test. I'm basically calling shenanigans on this one. Very suspicious. And it could be a lone fruitcake. Or it could have been somebody. I mean, how many times have you seen it come out in the news that the cops shoot an innocent person and then claim that they killed themselves or claim that they were a shooter? We've seen that a lot. It actually came out in the Rocky Mountain News and other newspapers that it came out in federal court that the SWAT team shot at least two of the people trying to get out of Columbine. But that's in a few newspapers and confirmed. I even had some of the families on years ago, going back a decade ago or more. It happened in 99. But whenever I mention that, people say, oh, you're making that up. They won't even go search the information. So this whole thing is suspicious, and then I get this piece of information. Student movement update, John Lott at UT Austin. This was from September 24, 2010, 4 days ago. On Tuesday, September 28th at 6 p.m., that's tonight, coming up in 5.5 hours, a coalition of student organizations of the University of Texas at Austin campus, including the Libertarian Longhorns and UT Students for Concealed Carry on Campus, and I want to get them on. So we're trying to contact them, but folks can email us here if you're listening and you're part of these groups. Showtips@Infowars.com. So again, on Tuesday, September 28th at 6 p.m., a coalition of student organizations at the University of Texas campus, including Libertarian Longhorns, the UT Students for Concealed Carry on Campus, the UT Objectivism Society, and the UT Federalist Society will be hosting John Lott, famed defender of gun rights and author of the book More Guns, Less Crime. Lott's work is More Guns, Less Crime is commonly cited as the main liberty-minded people when arguing against gun control laws, and Lott will be sharing some of his expertise in this field to the audience of students and members of the community of Austin. And now if they go ahead with the event, which I think they should, the media will be there to try to demonize it. It'll be a national story you watch, but this will be a way to counter them. Austin has been a hotbed of debate over the political and the potential of state laws being passed that would make it legal for a person to carry a concealed handgun on college campuses. If you were in the Austin area on the 28th, stop by the UT Law School and hear John Lott discuss the negatives of gun control and the positives of a free society.
I want to be very clear.
The fact that InfoWars is having trouble funding itself is not the fault of our amazing listeners and supporters. It is the fault of the globalists. When we can get enough of our great supplements and other products in, we're able to sell enough of it to stay on air and, quite frankly, even expand in the face of the New World Order. But because of the supply chain breakdowns that were very easy to predict from the global lockdowns, they're designed to do that, we have had real problems getting our best-selling products in. Some of them take up to 10 months to get in. We've had to discontinue some of our products because we just can't get the ingredients anymore. It's pretty scary stuff. So please take advantage of sales we're running for 1 week only. There's only 1 week left from October 11th for 7 days. Kicks off October 11th on things like DNA Force Plus at 40% off, Winter Sun at 50% off, Ultra 12 at 50% off, and more at InfoWarsStore.com. 1 week left. Check out these incredible deals.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. So glad you're here with us today. In the third hour, we'll be welcoming Alex Stein, who you know is the insane liberal caller that totally defeated me with facts and logic earlier this month, following his really incredible anti-abortion speech, or pro-abortion speech, I guess, to the Dallas City Council. Anyway, he'll be on, and that should be a bundle of fun in the third hour. We'll be taking your phone calls throughout the show as well. But let's begin today, as we always do, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Monday, October 11th, 2021. This from the BGS Space Weather System. Next 24 hours, a storm is incoming. An Earth-directed coronal mass ejection was launched from the sun on Saturday. This is expected to arrive in the next 24 hours, resulting in a geomagnetic storm. So just in case we get knocked off the air, I'd figured I'd tell you why first and foremost there. So very interesting to see that come, but just a nice little reminder that at any point the sun could literally explode and knock out basically all electronics on Earth. Worth noting, I think, and worth paying a little bit of attention to. So we'll see the effects of that over the next 24 hours. Meanwhile, a Navy engineer and wife have been accused of trying to sell nuclear submarine secrets. A turncoat Navy engineer was bagged by the feds for trying to pass along U.S. nuclear secrets inside a half peanut butter sandwich, court documents allege. The 42-year-old Maryland suspect found himself in a jam. New York Post is really having a field day with this one. They say, this is nuts. He found himself in a jam when it turned out the foreign operative he thought he was dealing with was actually an FBI agent, according to a federal criminal complaint unsealed Sunday. The feds say Jonathan Tebe of Annapolis stashed secrets about the country's Virginia-class nuclear-powered submarines on a blue plastic-coated SD memory card, then sandwiched the tiny device between two slabs of bread slathered with peanut butter. He would make the drop-offs of material at various locations with his wife, Diana, a 45-year-old teacher, acting as his lookout, authorities said. He and his wife were arrested Saturday in Jefferson County, West Virginia, accused by the FBI of violating the Atomic Energy Act, the Justice Department said. The Fed's espionage investigation began in December 2020 when the FBI official received a package that had allegedly been sent by TB to the unidentified foreign country. I'd like to know what foreign country he thought he was sending nuclear information to. Very interesting stuff. And, of course, as people have looked into this, they are, of course, rabid anti-Trumpers and far-left globalists, because, of course, they are. It comes in the territory of being a traitor, of course. Meanwhile, other nuclear submarine news here. China unleashes humpback type 094 nuke sub that can reach U.S. with quieter and stealthier upgrades amid World War III fears. China is preparing to unleash its nuclear submarines, which hide 12 nuclear missiles in their distinctive humpback. Beijing has reportedly been pushing through upgrades for the Type 094 Jin-class boats amid the threat of potential military clash with the U.S. China appears to be making ready for the threat of such large-scale conflict, with focus being placed on its nuclear missile-carrying submarines that prowl the Pacific, with 12 nuclear missiles aboard each one of the Jins. Just one of these vessels has enough firepower to kill millions and wipe out entire cities. Thank God we have the adults back in the room. Thank God Joe Biden's steady hand is on the tiller of state as we head in towards this ever more dangerous world. Here's a headline that just shows they're not even trying to hide it anymore. Reduce population to save the planet, says former UK finance chief. Britain and other Western nations should welcome declining populations and aging demographics as it will help them meet climate change goals, the former chairman of the Financial Services Authority has argued in a report from Population Matters titled Smaller Families and Aging Populations. Lord Adair Turner, the chairman of the UK Energy Transitions Commission and former head of the FSA, argued that declining native populations will enhance prosperity. It's just, yeah, I guess it will. You know, just kill yourself and your prosperity will be enhanced, I suppose. Incredible stuff. They say the biggest reason to welcome this demographic shift, funny the way they put all these words, yeah, genocide, extinction, or demographic shift, is that it results from the free choice of empowered people, and in particular women. That's right, he's blaming women for killing us all. But ceasing endless population growth will also reduce humanity's future press on the natural environment, ease the challenge of adequate housing provisions, and make it easier to achieve net zero greenhouse gas emissions while supporting prosperity growth in developing countries. That's right, you in the Western countries, you white people, you Europeans and natives of the British Isles, you must be eliminated. You must be destroyed. You must be slowly but surely eliminated from this earth because the people in other countries need to develop and they need to prosper. The report said that Britain could cut carbon emissions by approximately 38 million tons by 2030 if it experiences a similar decline in population to Japan, which is expected to see a drop of 9.6% in population from 125 million to 113.1 million by 2030. You know, they used to write stuff like this as parodies, as satire. What was the modest proposal saying that we can deal with hunger in Ireland by simply eating Irish babies? It's like this is what they're saying. They're like, you know, we could really decrease carbon emissions by just killing like 30 million people. If we just slaughter 30 million human beings, can you imagine how good it will be for the earth? It's amazing. Not parody, though. Not parody. No, literally the people in charge telling you what their plans actually are. In contrast, the United Kingdom is expected to see an increase in the population of 5.2% over the same time period to 71.1 million people, driven in large part by what? By mass migration. Oh, very interesting. Oh, it's mass migration that's causing this. Okay, so maybe you should be against mass migration instead. No. They're in favor of mass migration to replace the population of natives that's waning. This all makes sense in the minds of psychopaths. More on that later. California orders big box stores to create gender-neutral section for kids' projects. Yet, once again, Governor Gavin Newsom demonstrated Saturday just how out of touch the state's leadership is when he signed into law one of the most ridiculous examples of government overreach in support of enforcing the woke agenda that we've ever seen. From here on out, any store in California with more than 500 employees, which essentially means any big box stores, are legally required to establish gender-neutral sections for a small range of products, essentially just toys and hygiene products. The law was inspired by LGBT advocates who are scared of the colors pink and blue. They're terrified of the colors pink and blue. This is oppression to them. Boys are in blue, girls are in pink, and this is frankly, basically Jim Crow for LGBT people. They can't handle it. Blue means boys. How dare you? We must pass a law that confuses and irritates everybody. In other words, there will now at least be one dedicated aisle in every big box store that is studiously ignored by everybody who goes in. Meanwhile, London police are going to take, quote, no further action on sex abuse allegations against Prince Andrew after a review. And interestingly, they've never made any action. So when they say no further action, what they mean is no action at all. There will be no action whatsoever taken in the case of Prince Andrew in the sex trafficking slash sex slave Virginia Giuffre case. Police in the UK have dropped an investigation into allegations of sexual abuse against Prince Andrew, telling the British media that they decided not to proceed after studying a civil case filed by accuser Virginia Giuffre. London's Metropolitan Police announced that it had concluded its third review of the sexual abuse case involving Prince Andrew and would be taking no further action. Giuffre claims that she was 17 when she was recruited by Epstein as a part of his sex trafficking operation and was trained as a sex slave by Maxwell. But, you know, that's fine, I guess. I guess that's totally fine. This image you're seeing doesn't exist. The stuff you're seeing with your own eyes, the admissions that have been made by these exact people, doesn't exist, apparently, because the police in the UK have better things to worry about rather than one of the leaders of their country in the open trafficking of women. No, no. They've got their own problems with that sort of stuff in that island. And they're very, very concerned at burying that as well. More of your Daily Dispatch on the other side. We'll finish up quickly here in the next segment. Move on to some greener pastures.
God created each and every one of us with free will. But we look at the world system now openly announcing the mark of the beast. Everything that it's attempting to do is built around getting rid of our free will and making us bow down and submit and turn our very bodies, our very productivity, our very genetics, our very future over to them. They want control of procreation. They want control of the relationships between men and women. They want to bring a form of living death to our society and our civilization. All of us were formed and made in God's mind, in God's image, and given free will. And make no mistake, all of you alive today were created by God to be alive in this special time so that you could make the right decision in free will and stand against evil. And then, for eternity, win the great birthright prize of being aligned with God.
A little more than 20 years ago, Japanese scientists discovered and were able to isolate a compound that is naturally in nature and in foods we eat, but in very, very low amounts. It's called PQQ or bio-PQQ. When you have the organic form of it, it does amazing things. It actually makes your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, but makes them last longer. That's basically the same thing. So it's as close to the fountain of youth as you're going to get. Well, DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 6 months. It's back in stock, the highest quality PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. This entire formula is about cleaning out your cells and helping your body last longer. And that is so incredibly important. We have it at 40% off despite the fact it's been sold out for 6 months at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. If you haven't tried DNA Force Plus, you really should. And for those of you that love it, it's back in stock, 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true Alpha Male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
It's time to protect your privacy. It's time to come to grips with the fact that even though you don't have anything to hide, criminals, hackers, corporations, big tech, government are stealing all of your data and creating a map and a database of where you go and what you do. So in the future, under their globalist takeover, they can shut you down. Protecting your privacy, protecting your credit cards, protecting your bank accounts, protecting your photos, protecting everything that's on your phone is paramount.
That's why everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com. We're carrying a huge new line of very compliant, made in America products that have 100% reviews and are simply incredible. It's a 360 win. Protect your privacy and shop at InfoWars to support the overall InfoWar against the globalists, a true 360 win. Get your Faraday cages at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the new line. It's amazing.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, continuing on with your daily dispatch here. Gateway Pundit has the headline, an epidemic of the vaccinated. Latest UK data shows rate of infection among vaxxed exceeds the unvaxxed in every age group over the age of 30. The latest numbers from the UK reveal that COVID infection rates among the vaccinated now exceed the unvaccinated in every group over the age of 30 because, spoiler alert here, it's not a vaccine at all. It doesn't prevent you from getting this disease. So please stop calling it a vaccine. It's not one. Meanwhile, the U.S. is to give humanitarian aid to Afghanistan, the Taliban say. The United States has agreed to provide humanitarian aid to desperately poor Afghanistan on the brink of an economic disaster, but refused to give political recognition to the country's new rulers, the Taliban said on Sunday. The Taliban said the talks held in Doha, Qatar went well, with Washington freeing up humanitarian aid to Afghanistan after agreeing not to link such assistance to formal recognition of the Taliban. Sure, we only gave them $80 billion in weapons. They need a little bit more, though. Just a little bit more of your money needs to go to Afghanistan and directly into the Taliban's coffers. Taliban political spokesperson Suhail Shaheen said the movement's interim foreign minister assured the U.S. during the talks that Taliban were committed to seeing that Afghan soil was not used by extremists to launch attacks against other countries. On Saturday, however, the Taliban ruled out cooperation with Washington on containing the increasingly active Islamic State group in Afghanistan. Just incredible. Just incredible. The horrific failures continue to pile up on the desk of Joe Biden, president extraordinaire. Merck asks U.S. FDA to authorize promising anti-COVID slash DNA destroying pill. Drug maker Merck asked U.S. regulators Monday to authorize its pill against COVID-19 in what would add an entirely new and easy to use weapon in the world's arsenal against the pandemic. If cleared by the Food and Drug Administration, a decision that could come in a matter of weeks, it would be the first pill shown to treat COVID-19, except, of course, for ivermectin that you're not allowed to talk about. All other FDA-backed treatments against the disease require IV or injection, mostly because they refuse to acknowledge the effectiveness of things like ivermectin that don't, unlike the Merck pill, destroy your DNA and essentially use the same genetic function as cancer in order to destroy cells. And again, the most amazing thing about this is Merck was in the middle of testing this new drug that isn't new and was paid for by American taxpayers, and now they're charging 40 times the amount for it. But they were in the middle of testing it when they decided, yeah, we'll just stop testing. That's enough testing for now. No, we don't have any results of the test that we were undergoing. Just we'll stop it now. It's an emergency after all. It's too urgent to worry about testing or consequences or long-term side effects. We have to get this out now after all. So stop the testing. Just approve it, FDA. Approve it now. Sure, it was disqualified earlier because of the effects it had on the mutagenic effects, that is destroying your DNA. But ignore that. Just take the pill. Don't ask what's in the pill. Just take the pill. Southwest, meanwhile, has canceled 1,800 flights days after pilots fight vaccine mandates. Airline claims bad weather. Just 2 days after Southwest Pilots Union asked federal judge to block the company's vaccine mandate, the airline canceled 1,800 flights this weekend, blaming bad weather. Southwest Airlines canceled more than 1,800 flights this weekend, disrupting the travel plans of thousands of customers and stranding flight crews, blaming the meltdown on a combination of bad weather, air traffic control, and its own shortage of available staff. Chris Bianchi, a meteorologist out of Denver, told CNBC that he did not see the type of severe weather that would have caused massive flight delays. Based on what I've seen, there didn't appear to be any high-impact weather that would have significantly affected Southwest operations yesterday or today, he said. We'll get a little bit more into this later in the program, but suffice to say here, Alex Berenson has on his Substack. This Substack, that'd be a funny, it's a new website for you. Has this article, a Southwest airline pilot explains why you will not hear anything about vaccine mandates from his union and why Southwest has more flexibility than it admits to stand up to the White House. He says he emailed a pilot about Southwest, and he said this, essentially the union cannot organize or even acknowledge the sick out because doing so would make it an illegal job action. Years ago, Southwest and its pilots had a rough negotiation, and the union would not even let the pilots internally discuss the possibility of working to rule, which would have slowed Southwest to a crawl. But at the moment, the pilots don't even have to talk to each other about what they're doing. The anger internally, not just among pilots, but other Southwest workers, is enormous. The tough prior negotiations notwithstanding, Southwest has a history of decent labor relations, and workers believe the company should stand up for them against the mandate. Telling pilots in particular to comply or face termination has backfired. Meanwhile, Southwest has more flexibility than it has acknowledged. Federal contracts represent about 3% of its revenue, but even the Biden administration cannot alter existing contracts. Please note, I have not checked this, though it does seem reasonable. Southwest is only at risk of losing future contracts. The pilot believes that the fact that the airline received $25 billion in no-strings-attached cash for payroll support last year, as well as another $25 billion in loan, has made them particularly reluctant to stand up to the Biden administration. Southwest CEO Gary Kelly may be in an especially tough spot since he's the head of the airline lobbying group. Yes, I know. It's very convenient that when you depend on the government can then tell you what to do or threaten to cut off the money that you rely on. It's a very convenient little system that they've worked out here. Now, that's it for the Daily Dispatch. We move on now to the meme of the day, and it's in celebration of Columbus Day. It is, of course, Columbus Day, which has been celebrated for hundreds of years here in the Western Hemisphere. The amazing, unparalleled heroism and truly like incredible bravery it took for Christopher Columbus to set off into a seemingly endless ocean, all but ensuring he and, you know, everybody that follows him come to a certain death. But rather than dying in some, you know, godforsaken, you know, empty sea out there in the middle of the Pacific, like, can you imagine? Can you possibly imagine the chutzpah it took, the sheer temerity that it took for a guy to just set off into an ocean that was seemingly endless? Like, it was practically a suicide mission. It was hopeless to most people involved, and yet what a miracle. Not only did he make it to the New World, he made it back. And you can only imagine, you know, after thousands of years from the Roman Empire to, I mean, go all the way back to Egypt. I mean, the world itself and history as we knew it was confined to the European, African, Asian land masses. Can you possibly imagine what it was like to learn that a landmass of equal size lay just beyond the horizon, never before discovered by Western civilization? What a world-changing discovery this was, and what a heroic spirit that wafted those adventurers across the ocean. Incredible stuff. Well, here's the meme, and ooh, it's a spicy one. It's the classic Wojak meme here. We don't celebrate losers, you stupid racist. This when it comes to celebrating the losers of the American Civil War. Oh, but when it comes to Indigenous Peoples Day, suddenly we want to celebrate that. I find this frankly hilarious. I'd be all in favor of an Indigenous Peoples Day, just not on Columbus Day. You weirdos, we have Columbus Day for a reason, and the reason is that the entire Western Hemisphere is defined by its connection to Europe and by its European roots, as it was the Europeans that crossed the ocean and founded the civilizations in which we now live. You can't deny that. So, sure, celebrate indigenous people, celebrate you know, the greatness of their civilizations, but, you know, do it on a different day, just not Columbus Day, because we get it. It's an anti-white thing. It's an anti-European thing. We understand.
People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now. That's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking three products every single day. DNA Force Plus that's back in stock. Also, X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. and, of course, at nighttime, down and out sleep aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today. If you think the tyranny and oppression we're living under now is bad, wait till they've got their world ID in, and that's exactly what the COVID passports are all about. And Klaus Schwab and the UN and all the other globalist leaders' own words, they admit that once they've got you with that system, then they're going to carbon tax you everywhere you go and track what you do. And publicly, they're saying they're going to decide when you can travel and when you can't travel. And MasterCard and all the other big companies are currently announcing they're going to track what you do and where you go and tax you with a carbon tax for it. This is the holy grail of tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. This is the takeover, and humanity better wake up and say no. Finally, folks are starting to wake up. Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, and others are leading the charge, along with InfoWars. But it's not enough. Every individual has to not comply, and we have to talk about bringing the globalists to justice. You see, they need the fear of God put in them legally and lawfully. I want to explain something that is absolutely key to understanding our world. It's very, very simple, but that most people don't know. The privately owned central banks of the world are artificially creating thousands of trillions of dollars in other major currencies and using them to buy up infrastructure, intellectual property, energy. They're using it to buy people, to buy influence. And in the past, they created thousands of trillions so that they could leverage that, manipulate markets, but they never allowed that money to get into the general circulation or it would cause massive inflation. Now they've gone ahead and weaponized it and are flooding every sector of the world economy, buying up everything, not to have the companies operate, but to actually shut them down and force the collapse of civilization, making the companies they do fund be the only things left standing. This is the Great Reset. This is what's happening now. Warn everyone. It's the only way to stop it. InfoWars Emergency Supply Chain Breakdown Sale is only running for 1 week from Monday, October 11th, for 7 days. That's because a bunch of these products that we have in stock are of limited supply because, obviously, the supply chain breakdown that I've been warning you of now for 20 months, because that's part of the Great Reset and part of the globalist plan, and that's what global lockdowns would then trigger. So we've not lowered the quality of any of our products. That means some of them have been sold out for more than 6 months, like DNA Force Plus. It is 40% off, but coming up in 1 week, it will go back to full price, and we probably won't have more for up to 6 months, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a chance to support the broadcast, to get incredible products at the same time. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, they're both 50% off. They're going to go back to 10% off in a week as well. They're 50% off right now. Find these and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar while making your life a lot healthier.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Sometimes I think fondly back to the time before I worked here at InfoWars when I would be engaged rather than speaking to the masses as I am here in little petty Facebook squabbles with some of my old high school friends. And I always think back to Just a beautiful little conversation that we had on Facebook around the time that they were starting to tear down. I guess I must have worked at InfoWars at this point, but I was still on Facebook for some reason because Trump was president. And he was talking about the fact that they were tearing down statues of Robert E. Lee and that this would soon come to people like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, and that clearly what was happening was not a righteous, you know, uprising against the racist roots of this country, but rather just anti-Americanism, plain and simple. And clearly this would affect our founding fathers next. And, you know, slowly but surely we would see the destruction of all the people we once regarded as heroes. And I remember having this conversation and saying, look, it's obvious this is going to happen. Like, he's obviously right. Trump is obviously on the money here because, just look at the rhetoric that people are using. We were having this argument back and forth on Facebook. People were saying, no, no, it's just right. It's going to stop at Robert E. Lee. I'm sure, right? Just 2 weeks to slow the spread. Just, you know, if you just give in to the insane people who are trying to destroy your country, they'll get tired eventually and just stop wanting to tear down the things that you uphold. And, it was just amazing because then somebody else chimed in and was like, yeah, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson were racist slave owners. They should be torn down. And it was like, yes, thank you. Thank you. You are now proving my point. Like, they couldn't understand that that was exactly the point I was making. But it's like, why do you insist on being fooled by these people? Why do you insist on thinking that these people that are literally trying to tear down your history and destroy your nation and just taking a sledgehammer to the pillars of your civilization? Why would you like think that these people have any good motive for doing any of this? No, they just hate your people. They hate your nation. They hate your religion. They hate it all, and they're trying to destroy it all. And they're starting with the stuff that, you know, they can get away with, you know, kind of like first they take away the free speech rights of Alex Jones and people at InfoWars because they've thoroughly destroyed his reputation in the mainstream media, so people would allow it. They'll allow you to tear down the statues of some of the more controversial figures, but they're not going to stop there. They're just going to continue on from that point. And so that's what we're seeing in this country today. So, you know, when they talk about wanting to get rid of Christopher Columbus Day and they want to stop celebrating the heroes that risked their lives, risked everything in order to set off on an amazing, unprecedented journey to discover entirely new worlds on the other side of the horizon, they're talking about destroying you. They're talking about destroying your place in this country and in this world. So I'm going to first go to another little example of the fallout of all of this. Let's go to clip number four. Here's a elementary school teacher just laughing, sort of laughingly ruminating on just how insane our children are becoming as a consequence of this anti-American propaganda. Let's go to clip number four.
So a couple of my students found a flag on the counter, and one of them was like, whose Trump flag is this? And all the other students were like, who has a Trump flag? And I was like, why would someone who has this in their classroom have a Trump flag? And I look over here, and I realize that they were talking about this.
And it's an American flag. She's laughing. So, I mean, this is the world that we're creating where kids think that the American flag represents Trumpism, represents whatever they've been told Trumpism represents, probably white supremacy and all this other stuff. So they're destroying our country, just so we're clear. And I want to take a moment now to, I'm going to let Michael Knowles talk about Christopher Columbus. Here's Celebrating Columbus, a video from Prager University. Let's watch.
He ventured where no other man of his age dared to go. He saw things no other man of his age had ever seen. He discovered a new world. For centuries, he was universally admired as a hero. Now, he's widely considered to be a despoiler of paradise, an enslaver, and a genocidal maniac. I'm talking, of course, about Christopher Columbus. So which is true? Is he a hero or a villain? The truth is complicated, as the truth often is, especially when you have to go back 500 years to find him. But let's try to get as close as we can. Columbus was born in 1451 in the port city of Genoa, Italy. At a time when birth often determined destiny, his origins were entirely unremarkable. His father was a middle-class wool weaver who expected his son to follow the same path. But Columbus had different plans. The age of discovery was dawning. The future belonged to the bold, and the bold went to sea. By the time he turned 30, Columbus had sailed to Iceland, Ireland, and Africa. Somewhere on his many voyages, he became obsessed with the idea that there was a westward sea route from Europe to India. But there were no maps to consult, only wild rumors of sea monsters and endless ocean. He put together the 15th century version of a PowerPoint presentation for the King of Portugal, then the world's leading sea power. But the king, heeding the advice of his experts, turned him down. It simply couldn't be done, the experts told the king. It was pure speculation, and an expensive one at that. So Columbus took his plans to Spain. But King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella weren't interested either, at least not at first. Columbus persevered. After 8 years, they finally relented. They gave the explorer 3 small ships. There was a time when every school kid knew their names, the Niña, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, and the year in which Columbus set sail, 1492. Except for a compass and the stars, Columbus had virtually no navigation tools at his disposal. He was, to mix metaphors, flying blind. He was heading west. That's about all he knew. Once the ships left the Canary Islands, they were on their own. His crews stayed loyal for the first week, but by the third week, they had lost their nerve. Columbus, however, never lost his. By sheer force of will, he kept his men in line. Finally, after 10 long weeks at sea, on the night of October 11th, Columbus spotted land. He called it San Salvador. Today, we know it as the Bahamas. There, Columbus and his men encountered the Taino tribe. The first encounter between Europe and the Americas went well. The Taino were curious and helpful. Columbus was emphatic that his crew treat them with kindness and respect. Lest you think that Columbus stumbled on the Garden of Eden, the islands were also inhabited by the Caribs, a tribe of cannibals for whom, according to Pulitzer Prize-winning historian Samuel Eliot Morison, babies were a delicacy, or in Morison's words, a toothsome morsel. Like every place else on Earth, in every time in history, the local peoples were a mixed bag. Some good, some not so good. Upon his return to Spain, word of the Italian explorer's successful voyage quickly spread throughout Europe. A new world had been discovered, and the old world would never be the same. Columbus was a man meant for the sea. On land, he was easily outmaneuvered and betrayed by professional politicians and bureaucrats. It is on their dubious, self-serving accounts that modern attacks on Columbus's reputation are based. In his own day, these attacks made the explorer's life a misery. Columbus was not blameless. He sold natives into slavery. But the explorer did not invent slavery, which was common around the world long before and long after Columbus's time. As for the charge of genocide, there was no genocide. There were atrocities, most occurring after Columbus was dead and gone. There was also widespread intermarriage between the Spaniards and the natives, which eventually led to the people we now call Hispanic or Latino. It's unfair to focus only on Columbus's sins. It's also unfair to judge someone who lived 500 years ago by today's standards. His own assessment of his actions is much more revealing. Let those who are fond of blaming and finding fault, while they sit safely at home, ask, why did you not do thus and so? Well, there's a reason why Columbus has so long been celebrated, why so many statues, schools, towns, cities, a national holiday, an Ivy League university, and even a country bear his name. It's this simple fact. When we celebrate Columbus, we celebrate the arrival of Western civilization to the Western Hemisphere. And if you can't celebrate that, it says much more about your moral compass.
So if you understand that this is not FDA approved, it's totally experimental, it's never been given to human beings before, some of the ingredients inside of these shots have never been injected in human beings before, there are no long-term studies. We don't know what's going to happen inside your body somewhere 4 to 6 weeks after your second injection or 4 to 6 months or even 2 years. We have no idea whether it's going to cause infertility, whether it's going to cause cancer, how bad your autoimmune disease is going to be.
My conclusion, after looking at this for a long time and listening to the arguments for these masks, I've determined that if you're a medical doctor or a scientist that's spouting using these masks, you're either being played or you're being paid.
Secure your copy of COVIDland today at COVIDland.com. And if you order by October 6th, you get a free copy of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand? I'm ringing the alarm. If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare, get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
Back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. It's been out of stock for a while. It's one of three sleep aids we have at InfoWarsStore.com. This one has been very popular. It sold off the shelves. It's back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. This is probably the strongest sleep aid that we have, I would say. Knockout, Rocket Rest, both great. Comes in pill form. This is the liquid tincture, and I think this is probably the most powerful one. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. This is, if you haven't done an iodine challenge yet, you haven't done the iodine challenge, what are you waiting for? Now is the time. Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Living Defense Plus and the Organic Greens Fiber Caps. We have a limited supply of these right now, but we want to sell them all out so we can order a new batch. It was very popular. The Organic Greens Fiber Caps. But we have all kinds of other great supplements that are great for so many different things. Take advantage of those.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks, to American Journal. Still so much more to talk about in today's program. I want to go ahead and give out the phone number now. If you want to call in, give us a call. 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here at American Journal. Here's some of the other headlines I didn't get to during our daily dispatch. New virus poses an existential threat to life as we know it on this planet. Are you scared yet? Are you fearful yet? Are you willing to give over everything you know and love to a bunch of tyrants? Have they successfully indoctrinated you yet? They're going to keep trying. The Biden administration's apparent unwillingness to conduct a serious official investigation of the origin of COVID-19 that holds China accountable for its actions and a lack of cooperation could result in a pandemic much more lethal than the current one, warns a leading researcher, Dr. Stephen Quay, whose research became part of the State Department's probe into the origin of COVID-19 under President Trump, told Fox News' Martha McCallum on Friday that all of the evidence point towards the lab theory, saying, quote, there's no evidence that supports a natural origin at this point, so I think we're done at this point with the investigation. But it's more vital than ever to stop the dangerous gain-of-function research going on at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, he said. Raw data from the patient's specimen posted to the National Institute of Health's gene bank showed researchers at the Wuhan lab in December 2019 were manipulating genes from the highly lethal Nipah virus, Quay said. The Nipah virus, which causes severe inflammation of the brain or encephalitis, has a death rate of about 80%, Quay warned. If you don't like the pandemic, that was just 1% lethal. This thing they're working on in December 2019 has an 80% lethality, he told McCallum. It must be stopped. Hui told Fox Business Tonight on Thursday that the virus research at the Wuhan lab poses an existential threat to life as we know it on this planet. In other words, it may be the thing we need to save the planet. This may be our solution to climate change. Depends on how you look at it. Really? Sure, it'll kill 80% of the people, but can you imagine how much that'll reduce our carbon emissions? Maybe it's a good thing after all. You know, if you have this type of mindset, if you are a genocidal maniac, maybe this is exactly the type of thing that you're into. He explained to McCollum on Friday that Wuhan scientists were manipulating Nipah virus just as he believes they engineered SARS-CoV-2. This is their next project, if I could call it that, he said. Quay contends that the question scientists have concerning the virus pose risk of the pandemic can be answered through the creation of pseudoviruses that he says have zero potential infectivity. Or you can just stop. You can just stop doing all this. You can just stop creating the diseases. How about that? How about that? They're like, well, we need to make a vaccine for this disease that we created. It's like, all right, well, don't create the disease, and you won't need the vaccine. Meanwhile, fertilizer prices hit record highs, may put pressure on food inflation even higher. Fertilizer prices have risen to a record high in North America, threatening to boost food inflation even higher. Nitrogen products are increasing due to the cost of natural gas, which is used in the manufacturing process. The Green Markets North America Fertilizer Price Index soared to a record high last week of $996.32 per short ton. The fertilizer market has been roiled by hurricanes, plant shutdowns, sanctions, and shortages of natural gas in Europe and China, pushing nutrients prices sky high, which will raise the cost of production for global farmers. Here are the global fertilizer prices zooming higher and higher. Fertilizers play an essential role in crop development for producing enough food for the global economy. The soaring cost of nutrients plus rapid food inflation will have the most severe economic impacts on emerging market economies first, because low-income folks allocate a more significant part of their incomes to purchasing food. So, yes, everything is going to get just a little bit more expensive. Everything is going to be just a little bit harder to obtain. This, of course, will not be an issue for those flush with just trillions of dollars at their disposal. But you're going to have a little bit hard time finding food that's actually affordable. And CNN is even acknowledging this, saying grocery store shelves aren't going back to normal this year. Just if you've ever wondered what it's like to be in a socialist nation that goes in a very rapid and short time frame from being a fully productive, fully supplied, fully prosperous country to one where the grocery shelves are empty. Like, we're seeing it. This is how it happens. This is what it looks like. You know, you can look at old footage from the Soviet Union, or heck, modern footage from Venezuela right now, and you see the empty store shelves, and you think, what was it like for those people to go through that? Like, did they think that this was just inevitable? Did they think everybody on Earth was experiencing this? Or were they aware that it was the actual, the programs put in place by their leadership that's costing them, the ability to purchase items or foodstuffs? And it turns out this is exactly what it looks like. CNN saying, if you'd hoped grocery stores this fall and winter would look like they did before, in the before times, they literally say in the before times, like some sort of dystopian parody. I really have to sort of stunned at this. I can't believe they actually said this. They literally say in this article, they refer to pre-COVID time period as the before times. If you hoped grocery stores this fall and winter would look like they did in the before times, with capital B, capital T, with limitless options stretching out before you in the snack, drink, candy, and frozen food aisles. Oh, sounds awful, doesn't it? Oh, God, don't you remember what it was like in the before times? In the times before the COVID-19 pandemic? Oh, it's just awful, wasn't it? Just surplus of food as far as the eye could see. Just limitless options at a cheap price. Just anything anybody could afford to feed themselves with, meat and candy and all sorts of delicious, wonderful stuff. Ah, can you imagine? Thank God the world elite have come together. They put their heads together. They've gotten total control of absolutely everything. And now we understand the horrific, you know, situation we were in earlier. Now we understand how freeing it can be to not have any foodstuffs on our shelves. Thank you for freeing us from that oppressive choice we were given earlier. Just amazing. In the before times. My God, they say many of the country's biggest food makers are telling grocers they will have limited quantities of a number of their products, including items such as Rice Krispie Treats, Sour Patch Kids, some Ben & Jerry's ice cream flavors, McCormick Gourmet Spices, Marie Callender's Pot Pies because of labor, commodity, and transportation constraints. Labor, commodity, and transportation constraints, throttling supply chains. This is all the inevitable, easily predictable, and indeed predicted consequence of the policies that these people pursue. I mean, it's, I don't know how many times I have to say this, but it's like time and time again, they aren't even trying to pretend that this is climate change or something. I mean, I'm sure somewhere in this article, I'm sure they talk about this being the fault of climate change somehow, because of course they do. But like, they are acknowledging it. It's the labor, commodity, and transportation constraints. In other words, the constraints put on this market by our government, not natural constraints, not, oh, 50% of the people driving trucks have died, so there's just not enough truckers out there to move this stuff around. No, these constraints are artificially placed on our supply chains. This is entirely the fault of the people in charge. And again, it's just like you have to ask yourself, who's in charge at this point? Who's getting everything that they want, and what are the consequences? When you have socialist morons, tyrants, and authoritarians in charge, this is the inevitable consequence. Not because they're just having to deal with all the fallout of capitalism or whatever the hell they want to portray this as, but because they're getting everything they want. You give these people everything they want, and you starve. That's the plan. That's the game plan. That's step A and step B. Give the socialists everything they want, suddenly the grocery stores are empty. Give the tyrants everything they want, suddenly the supply chains collapse. And they'll make up whatever excuse, you know, they want to blame it on. But at the end of the day, there's no getting around the fact this is entirely their fault. They have all the power they could ever want. They impose all of the restrictions that they desire without even people being allowed to push back and protest against this. So it's going to get really bad, folks. Like, it's bad already. It's going to get very, very bad. If you haven't stocked up now, I really, really suggest you do so. And, folks, the InfoWars Emergency Supply Chain Breakdown Sale. Hey, what an appropriate name for a sale. What an appropriate name for a situation we find ourselves in. The InfoWars Emergency Supply Chain Breakdown Sale is on right now. InfoWarsStore.com. Sales up to 50% off. You can get the new COVID Land DVD in order to preserve indefinitely the true history of what has gone on here. Because remember, today's fake news is tomorrow's unquestionable history. So just know that as we move forward, as we move into a realm of scarcity and rationing and starvation, they'll try to pretend like this wasn't their fault. They'll try to pretend like they were saving us from this by imposing even more of the same programs that got us to this situation. So just hopefully you have a memory longer than a goldfish, and hopefully you've done the preparation you've needed to by going to InfoWarsStore.com, stocking up now, and just sitting and waiting for the entire world to go to hell, because, yeah, it is.
A little more than 20 years ago, Japanese scientists discovered and were able to isolate a compound that is naturally in nature and in foods we eat, but in very, very low amounts. It's called PQQ or bio-PQQ. When you have the organic form of it, it does amazing things. It actually makes your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, but makes them last longer. That's basically the same thing. So it's as close to the fountain of youth as you're going to get. Well, DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 6 months. It's back in stock, the highest quality PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. This entire formula is about cleaning out your cells and helping your body last longer. And that is so incredibly important. We have it at 40% off, despite the fact it's been sold out for 6 months, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. If you haven't tried DNA Force Plus, you really should. And for those of you that love it, it's back in stock, 40% off, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus.
By now you've heard me talk about the BioPros and how they're creating amazing products. They've done it again and have just released an entire suite of bioremediation products, bringing industrial-level technology to the everyday consumer. They're literally changing the industry with a revolutionary patented delivery system. The BioPros are excited to release BioDrain Pro, a product specifically designed to establish healthy drains, pipes, and overall plumbing systems. BioDrain Pro digests grease, fats, oil, sludge, paper, and organic matter with ease. It contains no chemicals, no GMOs, and is safe for black, gray holding tanks, sewer hoses, and plumbing. It is also human and animal safe. Get up to 20 treatments with the scoop for easy applications. Say goodbye to drain problems, gas buildup, and odor. Guaranteed. Just pour and add water. It's that simple. Visit thebiopros.com and see for yourself.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern...
As you can hear the chants from the crowd. Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. The reporter told you that's what they were chanting, so that's what they were chanting, right? The news doesn't lie. Yes, it does. And here to bring you the lies and what's ignored, sensationalized, and unbalanced, I'm Christy Lee, and here's your media malfeasance for the week. A Seattle mother dies from a vaccine side effect, according to her obituary. It says the healthy mother who didn't want to get the vaccine was forced to in order to be a room mom at her child's school. Twitter then shadow bans the story, and it's fact-checked. Yes, they fact-checked the obituary, calling it misleading. I shared the obit on my Facebook page, calling out all the local news stations who ignored the inconvenient truth. Days later, only two out of the four, Como News and King 5, share the story. And I'll go ahead and give credit when it's due. CNN actually runs an article. I mean, it took nearly a week, but progress. And in case you missed it, BBC put out this headline, COVID-19 in Wales, a third of positive cases are unvaccinated. So that means two-thirds of positive cases were vaccinated? Because I can do math. So shouldn't that have been the headline? But not so fast. There's more. The article says nearly 13% of hospital patients with confirmed COVID were unvaccinated. So 87% of the hospital is filled with vaccinated. So why do they conclude with this? Although 80% of patients have been double-dosed with a vaccine, public health officials say this is not evidence that the vaccine is not working and that vaccines keep 95% of people out of hospitals. What kind of weird, wonky math is this? Maybe it's the same strange approach to the English language. When the definition isn't convenient, just change it. We know they changed the definition of vaccine not once, not twice, but at least three times now. Representative Thomas Massey points out that according to the CDC archives, in 2015, vaccination meant injection of a killed or weakened infectious organism in order to prevent the disease. Magic! It now means the act of introducing a vaccine into the body to produce protection from the vaccine. And now the literal definition of anti-vaxxer, person against vaccines, Merriam-Webster just arbitrarily changed to mean a person who opposes vaccines or regulations mandating vaccines. Moving on to missing from the mainstream, as usual, pointing out conflicts of interest. As Attorney General Merrick Garland leads the charge to classify concerned parents as domestic terrorists at the behest of the National School Boards Association, did any legacy media dig a little deeper? Isn't it of note that his daughter is married to the co-founder of an education service company called Panorama Education, one of the same companies that is dynamiting our children and selling the very curriculums that parents are getting upset over? So the Attorney General is instructing the FBI to investigate parents who might hurt the business of his daughter's husband. Got it. And in this new world order of no dissent allowed, ESPN has suspended host Sage Steele after she made what the Sports Network described as controversial comments about former President Barack Obama and the vaccine mandate. And we close out yet another week where most media ignore the bombshell reports about vaccines and their makers from investigative journalist James O'Keefe. The common criticism is that he, quote, selectively edits his reports. Really?
I said, quote, Project Veritas has won every lawsuit we've litigated, where federal and state judges have admitted there was nothing edited out of context. And we've recently won a victory on motion to dismiss in our defamation lawsuit. against the New York Times.
And to tie it all up, correction alert. New York Times has to correct multiple statements in its article, A New Vaccine Strategy for Children, Just One Dose for Now, including that headline itself. It says the article incorrectly described actions taken by regulators in Sweden and Denmark. They have halted use of the Moderna vaccine in children. They have not begun offering single doses. It also is forced to admit it inflated the number of COVID hospitalizations in children. No, it's not 900,000 since the start of the pandemic, but closer to 63,000 between August 2020 and October 2021. And that's your media malfeasance for the week, keeping them accountable. For KLIM.news, I'm Christy Lee.
Brilliant stuff, folks. Share that video at band.video. Big Tech stomps on the graves of death shot victims.
I want to be very clear. The fact that InfoWars is having trouble funding itself is not the fault of our amazing listeners and supporters. It is the fault of the globalists. When we can get enough of our great supplements and other products in, we're able to sell enough of it to stay on air and, quite frankly, even expand in the face of the New World Order. But because of the supply chain breakdowns that were very easy to predict from the global lockdowns, they're designed to do that, we have had real problems getting our best-selling products in. Some of them take up to 10 months to get in. We've had to discontinue some of our products because we just can't get the ingredients anymore. It's pretty scary stuff. So please take advantage of sales we're running for 1 week only. There's only 1 week left from October 11th for 7 days. Kicks off October 11th on things like DNA Force Plus at 40% off, Winter Sun at 50% off, Ultra 12 at 50% off, and more at InfoWarsStore.com. 1 week left. Check out these incredible deals.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, interestingly enough, our first caller of the day has a topic to discuss, very similar to this random post on Twitter that just popped up on my feed. Quite hilarious. It's from somebody named Tracy Seffel. She says, I literally put my life in this guy's hands, and we all loved him, but I didn't read the writing on his helmet until ... You have to be effing kidding me. And it's a skydiver instructor with arrest Fauci there on his helmet, Infowars.com. Other people saying, if I see this on any vendor or contractor, they are fired. They'll be fired immediately. Look at that, what trending under politics on Twitter as well. Before times, readers discuss a CNN article which refers to a time period prior to COVID-19 as before times with a capital B and a capital T. It's all very interesting here on the forefront of the news. American Journal, Infowars.com. Now, Julie from Annapolis, Maryland had sort of a similar situation to this, although in the inverse. Thanks for calling in, Julie. Tell us what happened to you.
Good morning, Harrison. I'm so excited to speak with you. I took my two vehicles to my mechanic about 10 days ago. The little red truck had band.video on it, and the little Toyota Sienna van had Infowars.com on it, and he scrubbed both of them off without my permission.
So Your mechanic scrubbed your InfoWars stickers off of your bumper. What were you taking them to the mechanic to?
Well, they weren't even bumper stickers. I had painted with white shoe polish, band.video, really huge, all across the back of my tailgate, and Infowars.com on the van. And I was just taking them there. I have to sell them. I have to sell them. My poor mom that Alex woke up died, and so now I've got to get rid of some vehicles. So I was hoping to get them inspected. And, you know, if I was a man, I would have gone down there and punched him in the face.
Well, look, Derek, look, you know, maybe we can take Julie into the you know, the producer can talk to her a little bit. Maybe we can get you a big box of stickers. Maybe you can put them wherever you want. You know, Maybe you can put them on your car. Maybe you can put them on buildings of a certain type. I mean, maybe these people need more stickers. Maybe they didn't like that it was handwritten and they would prefer InfoWars stickers all over the windows and bumpers and that sort of thing. Maybe this is a good opportunity for a little bit of activism on your part.
Harrison, don't you think that was destruction of my property?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it would be. I mean, it'd be one thing if you went in to get the bumper fixed and they, you know, cleaned your bumper as a part of replacing it or whatever. But you go in for an inspection and they wipe off, or scrub off something you've written on your car. Yeah, it's a little bit invasive, full of themselves, I guess. Feel a little bit untouchable at this point.
If I was a man, I don't think he would have done that. But the second thing is, I spoke with Alex back in April, I think, and he used my 2-minute rant. I still told him he woke up my mom. Mm. At Mom's celebration of life this past Saturday, there was a InfoWars flag and the American flag. And of course, because I'm an InfoWarrior, I've got a plug. One of the things that got me through Mom's death and is getting me through is the Kava Chill and the Chill Force. So I thank you for having good, safe products. Somebody offered me a pharmaceutical that I wouldn't take, and it's in, you know, the Chill Force and Kava Chill. Thank you, InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I'm very sorry to hear that about your mom. That's very, very sad. And yeah, it's always strange to me because that'll happen. Somebody will like have a death in the family and immediately doctors are like, well, let us give you some antidepressant medicine. And it's like, no, it's kind of okay to be sad when a family member passes away. Like that's not an unnatural response to be a little bit sad about it. But you know, as long as it's not, you know, disrupting your life and as long as you can sort of get through it and, you know, the memories then are happy memories rather than sad ones. I'm very sorry to hear that, Julie. And, I'm sorry to hear you were abused by your mechanic over your patriotism.
Yes. And he broke trust with me. I don't ever want to take my vehicle back there again.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you, but, you know, maybe you could put a stack of, InfoWars bumper stickers, to work, you know, maybe, you know, the mechanic, you know, no, I'm not telling you to put bumper stickers on property that's not yours. I would never suggest you do such a thing, but hey, it's there.
Yeah.
It's an option.
Thank you. And my mom loved InfoWars. She got woke up and, refused to wear a mask at the end of her life. And I can't thank you enough.
Well, thank you very much, and we really appreciate your support, and I'm sure your mother will enjoy lots of prayers from our InfoWars audience and yourself as well. Thank you so much for that, Julie. We do appreciate it. Let's go now to Michael in Virginia, who wants to talk about Afghanistan and the power to defeat the New World Order with science, turning science against them. Are we, Michael? Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
And I want to thank you and the team for all your hard work in keeping us informed. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's our pleasure.
Yes, sir. First, I'd like to say that the Punic Wars, well, Afghanistan, leaving our military weapons behind, I think was all a plan, not just by Biden, but it was also a plan by Trump. I think it was intentional to arm the Afghanistan as much as Hannibal did with the horsemen in his battle against Rome. We had Carthage battling Rome. Mm. And what Hannibal did was he used the tribesmen, the Numidian, I think that's how you pronounce their name, Numidian cavalry, to defeat many battles against the Roman Empire. So he used horses. And the Numidians were very light. They didn't carry heavy armor. And the Romans always walked in these type of formations, mm-hmm. and the Numidian horseback. So he used these tribesmen against the Romans.
Right.
But then, later on, during the Third Punic Wars, the Romans joined with the Numidian horseback tribesmen and defeated Hannibal.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that we intentionally left these weapons. We're forming a team with the Afghanistan Taliban. We're forming with them just as Hannibal did with the Numidian horseback ride tribesmen. And we're going to use them as a buffer against China. I think that we're going to eventually we're going to have this war with China, and the Taliban were going to be instrumental. We trained them over 20 years. We provide, instead of us flying weapons in, which would bring everybody alarm, everybody, we left them there.
Right.
So now, yes. So that's what I say about that.
Interesting. Although I think things are a little bit even more, you know, crisscrossed than you're saying, because I think if anything, the Taliban will probably fight on the side of China. But, you know, when it comes to leaving these weapons behind, I mean, I always make the joke. It's not like, you know, some general was on a flight out of Afghanistan and was like, oh, wait. Oh, no. The weapons. Oh, shoot. I left $80 billion worth of weapons back. Ah, darn. You know, it's not like leaving your oven on, you know, when you leave home. Of course this was on purpose. Of course they purposely left all this behind. The only question we have to ask is why. And I think, yeah, you make a very good point. We're arming the Numidians here.
Exactly. And now with the science that we can use against them, you know, we have to look at this quantum entanglement, the science of quantum energy, that we have the ability to use our energy, you know, much as we are in the created in the image and likeness of God. So we have that power, and we can. But they're afraid of letting us know about this. They're studying in quantum how the mind and the consciousness is able to make changes in reality in time.
Right.
I've been studying this since 2008, 2009, and actually I've watched universities spend millions and millions of dollars, and I understand how it works.
How it works. No, it's amazing. This is like the perfect InfoWars call. It's like modern warfare with ancient history and quantum mechanics.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, then we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. You'd have to be hiding under a rock not to know that vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, and other essential vitamins and minerals are essential to our bodies, to our immune systems. We don't have them long-term, we die. But what a lot of people don't know is, even if you have those compounds, the levels that are recommended, if you don't have deep, restful, clean sleep, your body will fall apart even faster. And with so many chemicals in the food and water and so much agitation in the culture and life, it's hard to settle down. It's hard to relax. Well, let me tell you something right now. Down and Out is an incredibly strong, natural compound. It's got over 8 compounds in it that will give you deep, pure, clean sleep. And it's such a game changer. So with all the vitamins and minerals, the last big ingredient is Down and Out, available again at InfoWarsStore.com for
50% off. And you know what? I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out, even though we've already sold out a half of it in just the last month, and we probably are going to have more for about 5 months. The average person on the face of this incredible planet is still unaware that there's a war between free individuals and nation states on one side and the globalists on the other, who are literally trying to create a post-human world. From the United States to Brazil, and of course triggered by the Brexit in the UK, nations were pulling out of the private corporate fascist world government. That's why they launched their Great Reset and their program after collapsing us of Build Back Better. This is nothing more than a top-down, vertical consolidation of the world economy. And because they couldn't take our guns, and because we wouldn't bow, because the left, which is the ideology of this world government system, couldn't win, they released a biological weapon on us. Now we know, 2 years ago, we learned about it about 20 months ago. It's that simple. They can't beat us because of our free speech and our guns. So the global corporate combine released COVID-19, and you know the rest is history. Expose this paradigm, and we win.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Oh, did he drop? Ah, oh, darn. We were going to hold over that last caller. What other program do you start off talking about how the Afghanistan conflict currently relates to Hannibal and the Carthaginians fighting Rome in the Punic Wars, and then just seamlessly transfer over to quantum mechanics and the way quantum technology reveals the effects of consciousness on reality? It's all here at Infowars.com, and we so appreciate our audience having running the full gamut of information warfare. It's really incredible stuff. Let's go back out to the phone calls. Hunter from Greater China, which I assume is somewhere in the United States. Thanks for calling in, Hunter. You're on the air.
Yeah, I love the show. Thanks for promoting my art.
Yes, you're very welcome. Your beautiful art, Mr. Biden.
Yeah, everything you say about it is far more kind than it deserves. I know I just got into it, and you're also helping me prepare for the future.
Absolutely.
I'm learning about the next generation of illegal drugs. Oh. And for some reason, you can still get these online at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, I really love the Vaso Beats. It really gets my blood pumping.
So by the next generation of illegal drugs, you mean drugs that will soon be made illegal but are available now?
Yes, I'd get them now if you want them.
Yes.
Before you have to go to the streets to find them.
Right. Of the black market Vaso Beats dealer down on the corner, yeah.
Yeah, and Turbo Force, it's way better than cocaine. And I like the rocket rest the best because you can rock it up. And the Super Male Vitality, I like to use it topically so I can do my own brand of DNA forcing, if you know what I mean.
I think I do know what you mean. I'd like you to stop right there, please, sir. So this is the official Hunter Biden endorsement of the strongest drugs on the market, available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah, maybe we need to pour some Bioseptic Pro into Congress, too.
That might do something.
I do have one serious note.
Okay.
This could really help the InfoWar. Anyone can get a projector and a sound system and put banned videos on any wall, anywhere.
Yep. You know, we were just talking about that. Somebody called in last week to say that exact thing. What's that? Hector. Yeah, Hector from Chicago's idea. We sort of forgot about it after the show, but yeah, I think we need to do like who can get the biggest crowd for COVIDland? Cause you're right. Not only can you project stuff onto like the side of a building, like if you're in New York or somewhere and you're, on a balcony across the street from a big wall, like just throw COVIDland up. You don't even need to have the speaker. Just have the subtitles on underneath. And you can be projecting that for potentially hundreds or thousands of people, to see even as they just drive by and maybe they see something they haven't seen before and it strikes a chord and they go, wait, what is that? I want to look more into this. I mean, that could really wake a lot of people up. But heck, you could also do like drive-in movie theater style stuff, man. If you have a farm, and you want to invite people, say, hey, this Saturday, put out flyers in your town, say this Saturday, come on by. We're doing a drive-in, pop-up drive-in movie theater, and we're all going to watch this, and it's free, you know, bring BYOB, picnic dinner, and, have a big party with it. I think that's a great way to get the word out.
Everyone can do it too.
Yeah, everybody can. I mean, projectors are dirt cheap these days. Dirt cheap.
All right. Well, thanks for taking my call. And just don't show my art on those projectors, because you don't really want to subject people to that.
Yeah, do not. Nothing. No videos that feature Hunter Biden are appropriate for public display. I think we're well aware of that. So keep anything with Hunter Biden in it off the airwaves and off of your neighbor's buildings. Thanks so much for the call, Mr. Biden. We do appreciate the endorsement there. Let's go now to William in Indiana. He wants to talk about a COVID nurse. You are a COVID nurse. Is that what I understand, William?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's good to talk to you, Harrison. Good morning.
Good to hear from you. So tell us what's actually going on, sir.
So I work in a pretty big hospital near Chicago in Indiana, and I've been on this COVID union for about a year now. And I just wanted to call in and kind of say what's going on, because, you know, everyone's got some kind of opinion, and a lot of the time it's not right. So, let's see, where do you start, you know? So, yeah, I mean, we got a lot of COVID people, but I'll tell you, half these admissions, at least on our unit, it's got us kind of mad here. You know, these beds are valuable, but, you know, we're admitting people for had COVID for 8 days. I drove into the emergency room, walked in, had a blood oxygen of 92%, so they put them on 2 liters of oxygen and said that's good enough for admission, send them up. We're getting stuff like that. We're getting stuff like, you know, I came in yesterday. I admitted a patient 2 nights ago, you know, not to give away too much information, but she came into the emergency room the day before. They sent her home with a pulse oximeter, you know, the little device you clamp on your finger, tells you what your heart rate and oxygen level is.
Mm.
And said, come back if you're under 88%, you know, textbook, you know, you want to be over 92. So she comes back panicked because she's satting. She has a blood oxygen content satting at like 91% after walking around. So they admit her. They admit this patient, rather, under the diagnosis of syncope, that's passing out, fainting, with COVID-19. Again, not to give too much information, I'm not using my real name, but, you know, I'm getting a report from this emergency room nurse, and I asked, what's with the syncope, you know, is she, you know, is her oxygen dropping to the point where she's talking about? No, she almost passes out because they stuck her with a needle to take some blood. So they admitted her with syncope, and they're counting it. So, you know, lot of nurses.
Let me ask, is this the typical kind of thing that we've been led to understand, where if you go in with COVID symptoms or worried about COVID, like, they basically do nothing until you're at a point where you need to be ventilated? Like, is your hospital offering any sort of the monoclonal antibody treatment or anything like that? Or is it basically like, they won't do anything for COVID patients until it's so bad that they need to be ventilated?
What the standard procedure is at my hospital, at least it has been, and it's actually changing as of 2 days ago, is send them up to the floor and start them on a treatment of remdesivir. Now, I don't know if anyone knows anything about remdesivir, but it's a $12,000 treatment.
Right.
And clinically, it does nothing for you. It's actually a very dangerous drug.
Right.
Especially if it's not administered right, you know, and a lot of people just don't get the education. You go and you get this remdesivir treatment, you got to flush that line with 40 milliliters of saline, salt water. If the drug lingers at the end of the IV catheter port, it can actually cause permanent liver damage.
Right, that's what we've heard.
So you have the potential of hurting people, you know, there's just no point to it. Now, 2 days ago, we actually started doing monoclonal antibody treatments inpatient, and we were not doing inpatient whatsoever for that stuff for the last year. Oddly enough, we can't do it. We have a vascular access team. These are the people that put in PICC lines, central lines, people who, you know, your standard nurse, people like me, people like, a lot of good people on my floor, they can't do it, so they got to get this special team up there to run it, and it's actually treated like a blood product. You know, all kinds of special consents, emergency medications in case there's an allergic reaction.
Well, tell you what, stay on the line, Williams. I want to talk to you a little bit more about this. This is very interesting.
InfoWars emergency supply chain breakdown sale is only running for 1 week from Monday, October 11th, for 7 days. That's because a bunch of these products that we have in stock are of limited supply because, obviously, the supply chain breakdown that I've been warning you of now for 20 months, because that's part of the Great Reset and part of the globalist plan, that's what global lockdowns would then trigger. So we've not lowered the quality of any of our products. That means some of them have been sold out for more than 6 months, like DNA Force Plus. It is 40% off, but coming up in 1 week, it will go back to full price, and we probably won't have more for up to 6 months, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a chance to support the broadcast, to get incredible products at the same time. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, they're both 50% off. They're going to go back to 10% off in a week as well. They're 50% off right now. Find these and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar while making your life a lot healthier.
A little more than 20 years ago, Japanese scientists discovered and were able to isolate a compound that is naturally in nature and in foods we eat, but in very, very low amounts. It's called PQQ or bio-PQQ. When you have the organic form of it, it does amazing things. It actually makes your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, but makes them last longer. That's basically the same thing. So it's as close to the fountain of youth as you're going to get. Well, DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 6 months. It's back in stock, the highest quality PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. This entire formula is about cleaning out your cells and helping your body last longer, and that is so incredibly important. We have it at 40% off, despite the fact it's been sold out for 6 months, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. If you haven't tried DNA Force Plus, you really should, and for those of you that love it, it's back in stock, 40% off, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus.
I have the greatest sense of loss deep in my heart, deep in my soul, I've ever had in my 47 years on this planet. I've had a lot of loss, but everybody else has. And it's because it's a loss of ancestral freedom that so many people fought and died and bled and sweat for. And now we're just throwing it all away. And I see the general public in a medically induced, scientifically induced, behavioral, psychologically controlled trance. And I know we're being fed into this globalist meat grinder, and it's so incredibly sad. But this is the process of birth and then growth and then falling apart and then degenerating and collapsing and then coming back to life again. It's just the globalists are actively trying to steer and control this process of decadence and collapse, to actually end the species as we know it.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. William from Indiana, not his real name, is a COVID nurse, or a nurse on a in a COVID treatment facility or a hospital that treats COVID patients. So Up till now, the process has been to put people on remdesivir, which I didn't realize $12,000 treatment. I knew it was expensive. I knew, you know, there's a reason that remdesivir, which I've heard some nurses refer to it as run death is near because it's so ineffective. And in fact, causes significant other problems. But I guess that's changed now, and you are offering monoclonal antibody treatments, but doing so in a way that is sort of overly or needlessly complicated and prevents normal nurses from doing it. And so you have to bring in specialists, to perform this this treatment, William?
Yeah, that's right. So again, we got a in every hospital, there's a group of nurses called the vascular access team. These people don't do infusions. But we do. We infuse quite a lot of blood for other reasons, of course. You know, my unit, it's med surge. That's, you know, pretty much everything. But we have a COVID side that we take turns doing. But we started doing the monoclonal antibodies, and they haven't trained us to do it. But for some reason, the vascular access team is doing it. But we started doing that. And the other thing that we started using, too, is, oh, gosh, I can't even pronounce the name. But what it is it starts with a B, okay? I just got off work, so you got to give me a break here. But it's a rheumatoid arthritis drug that reduces inflammation. But the drug is also very expensive and has a lot of side effects in and of itself. So I don't know. That's kind of interesting. And then there's just a couple other points that I kind of want to address, too.
Sure.
You know what? My hospital tried to mandate vaccines, the shot, right? The therapeutic shot, the quad shot, if you will. And I will say half of our unit actually threatened to quit. The vaccine, the shot, is not popular with nurses.
Right.
It's popular about half the staff, you know, but what's not talked about and that we see and how they do it kind of infuriates me and quite a lot of the other people on our unit is at any given time we have 10 to 15 patients on our floor who are there for a side effect for the shot.
Right.
We airlifted a teenage male to Chicago a couple weeks ago for a 6-inch clot in his inferior aorta. No history whatsoever, no cardiac history, no childhood illnesses, had the COVID shot a week before. So we have these patients up on our floor, and they won't write anywhere in this chart, you know, this is because of the shot. You know, it's,
so they're saying, oh yeah, this kid came in, and he's got no history of heart conditions, but now he has a 6-inch clot in his aorta, and they just don't bother to mention that he just received the vaccine, and that this may be an adverse reaction to the vaccine.
No, and everyone knows what it is on the unit too, and it's just an absurdity. And the other thing too with these vaccinated patients is you're always hearing, you know, what did Biden say the other week? This is the pandemic of the unvaccinated. You know, the unvaccinated are flooding the hospitals. Half of our patients, if not more, are vaccinated. It's just the numbers game. You know, if 70% of people who spend time in the hospital get their shot. You know, we're talking about patients over the age of 60. 70% of which, at least in my area, at least 70% of which are vaccinated. You know, so we're seeing over half of these COVID patients vaccinated. So it's just it's an absurdity and it's infuriating. And, you know, people aren't talking about it.
Well, we thank you for talking about it. And yeah, you know, with the side effects, bringing people in with things like heart conditions on top of, the COVID patients who are, vaccinated and still experiencing severe COVID, damaging. It's like, I mean, what's your verdict on this vaccine as as somebody who's worked in a, you know, as a nurse in a COVID, ward? I mean, I think I can guess, but just quickly, you know, what would you say your, you know, final judgment of the vaccine is effective, safe?
You know what? I would call it a therapeutic. You know, I would say with some people, sure, it's proven to reduce side effects. But with the vaccine, too, the other thing that people aren't talking about is it almost seems like it's more likely for you to get other people sick or for you to even get sick. Not one of the unvaccinated nurses on my unit have gotten sick since it was available to us.
Right.
And we have a number of vaccinated nurses who are out right now, you know, for COVID. So, I mean, I won't say it's wrong for everybody. You know, I don't think any one treatment or any one thing is wrong for everybody. But for the vast majority of the population, you know, you're talking about a drug with a greater incidence of side effects and death than COVID is,
right,
for the general population.
Insane.
So I'm not the only one that thinks this. This is, I mean, there are, like I said, at least half the nurses. We lined up outside of our manager's door and told her, you know, we're not going to quit. We're going to work until you fire us.
Right.
And about half of my coworkers did. And just a couple weeks ago, they came down and said, look, you can opt out of the shot. You just got to take a COVID shot, a COVID test every 2 weeks. And we said, that's fine. You know, we love what we do. We love taking care of people. You know, we wouldn't do this incredibly difficult job if it wasn't rewarding in some way or another.
Right.
But they would have had to shut down this COVID unit.
Right. And they can't do that.
People would have gotten hurt.
Yeah. Collective action really works. Well, that's amazing to hear. And I thank you so much for your call and your insight, William. It's really great to hear. Keep up the good work and go get some sleep now.
Anytime. I'd love to talk to you guys about it. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, sir. You too. All right, let's go quickly. One more call. We'll go to Davey Crockett in McAllen, Texas. Thanks for calling in, Davey. You're on the air.
Thank you very much. Harrison, you're a rock star.
Thank you, sir.
I love you. I want to direct people to the Texas Independence Movement.
Mm-hmm.
It's T-N-E-M. I'm sorry, T. NEM.ME.
Yeah, TNM.ME. It's Texas Nationalist Movement. That's our friend.
I think Texas is like suffering under a battered wife syndrome, where the U.S. system, the federalist system, no longer serves us. But like a battered wife, we just, he'll change. He'll change. I promise he'll change. Nothing is going to change.
Yeah.
We need our own effing country again.
Yeah.
As Texas was the U.S. If you look at the Texas Constitution, it is the U.S. Constitution 2.0.
Right. Right. Well, it was a bunch of guys whose fathers or grandfathers had been a part of the American Revolution, and they followed that blueprint.
Correct. And you know, just apart from Texas being independent, I want to direct people to watch it's on Prime Video, Amazon Prime Video. It's called The Man in the High Castle. And it's historical fiction. If the Nazis had gotten the bomb before the Americans did.
Right. Basically Japan rules half of America and Germany rules the other half of America.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Everybody needs to watch The Man in the High Castle, because that's our future.
Mm.
That is our future. Even though it takes place in like the 1940s or 50s, you know, but that is our future, and it's really scary.
Interesting. Yeah, I never actually watched it. I am aware of it though, and it's an interesting premise. Well, thank you so much for the call, Mr. Davey Crockett, a true hero, calling in. We'll have more of your calls on the other side. We'll take your calls with Alex Stein as well. I think that'll be fun. But stay with us a little bit more. I'm going to respond to a personal attack. Just kidding. But I'll be right back.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working, and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vasobeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
Could you imagine a year ago walking into a bank with your face covered? Could you imagine even going into the grocery store? Do you think they would let you in? Do you think they would be following you in the aisles to make sure that you weren't going to be shoplifting? Could you imagine going up to a gas station and going inside the little mini mart to pay for your gas with a bandana on? How far do you think that would get you? Could you imagine as a teacher showing up to school with a shield that looks like a space alien? Those things are offensive to us because it interferes with normal human interaction.
The globalists are running a psychological warfare operation on humanity. Only waking up to the Great Reset and its tyranny will save us. And the mask is the sign of slavery. We must inform the public that it's a fraud and that it's dangerous and that it causes major medical issues and is dehumanizing. And the film COVIDland does that. Secure your copy now at COVIDland.com and get a free copy of Endgame with your purchase.
It was almost 15 years ago that I released my seminal film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And in that documentary, I predicted the globalists would establish world government by releasing a virus, demanding that there be worldwide lockdowns, and then triggering a collapse of our industrial society. And now they've done it. How did I know they would do it? Because they wrote books and white papers, and many of their own reports and internal meetings were leaked. You see, then I was tracking the Bilderberg Group, whose head at the time was Klaus Schwab. And our sources inside were confirming to us that they were indeed planning to launch this Great Reset. Well, we're now living in it. The purposeful collapse of the Third World and the First World, on its ashes, a tyrannical corporate world government. The total censorship, no due process, destruction of the family, and then incrementally more and more deadly injections of poison masquerading as vaccines to poison us and depopulate us. This is what InfoWars is fighting. We're fighting for the future.
The COVID-19 face diaper is a symbol of subservience, a symbol of slavery, a symbol of the chains that the medical tyranny combine controlled by the global private corporations has put in place. It is the symbol of the permanent emergency from which we will never emerge. It is the symbol that we are diseased and evil and bad and must cover our diseased criminal faces from the light of the sun. It is the symbol of our complete and total absolute surrender to evil. Ladies and gentlemen, we are crossing the Rubicon now. The entire future destiny of humanity is upon us. Klaus Schwab and the UN admit they're coming out with implantable microchips as part of the world ID and carbon taxes. Things only get worse from here if we submit. They only get better if we resist and say no. Noncompliance, noncompliance, noncompliance.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. AmericanJournalInfoWars.com. Now, little personal note here, as I actually appreciate it. Darren J. Beatty has come out with his latest piece on January 6th. It's titled, Arrest of Green Beret Oath Keeper Threatens to Expose FBI's Darkest January 6th Secrets. And he actually went out of his way to tag me on Twitter to ask me to read this carefully. And, you know, I'm honored. Obviously, and actually a lot of this article reads like a direct response to a lot of the criticisms I've had, since I seem to be maybe one of the only ones on the right to actually read these articles with a critical eye and notice some rather extreme inconsistencies in them. So I do appreciate it. And of course, Darren J. Beatty, I was always a big fan of. But again, I think he's just wrong here. Sorry, you're just a little bit off the mark. And so I'm not going to spend a whole hour, you know, deconstructing this like I did the first time his article came out, where I spent like practically the whole show going through it point by point. But I'll talk about just a little bit of the what I see as sort of dishonest framing in some of this article. In particular, a big chunk of this article is dedicated to comparing the treatment of Stuart Rhodes with the treatment of Thomas Caldwell. And he says, everything about the DOJ's disparate treatment of Caldwell versus Rhodes is upside down, and basically saying that Caldwell is being charged for conspiracy. He's being charged with conspiracy, and the conspiracy had to do with Stuart Rhodes. So why is Stuart Rhodes not arrested when Thomas Caldwell is? He says, legally, there's no conceivable reason to indict Caldwell for conspiracy and not indict Rhodes. Since Caldwell never went into the Capitol, the DOJ appears to base its conspiracy charges against Caldwell on his alleged role in organizing a contingency quick reaction force, QRF, outside the district in the state of Virginia. For those unfamiliar, a QRF is a military-style term referring to an armed unit capable of rapidly responding to developing threats, typically to assist allied units. It's important to note, he goes on, that Rhodes, a free man, was far more involved with the Oath Keepers QRF than Caldwell ever was, not just by a little bit either, but by orders of magnitude. And he goes on to say, what's relevant for our purposes is not the validity of the government's position, but the seemingly inexplicable fact that such a prosecutorial standard has been applied to a small fish like Caldwell, while big fish Stuart Rhodes enjoys total protection from the same prosecutorial standard. So in other words, of course, the way I'm reading this is essentially Caldwell would be the puppet, and so you're arresting the puppet but not the puppeteer, Stuart Rhodes. But if you go in and actually look at the charging documents, you see that basically every time Caldwell is mentioned, every time Caldwell is quoted, he's talking about how Stuart Rhodes is not directing him to do anything. In fact, I have several sort of screenshots here. On November 23rd, 2020, Caldwell sent a text message to Watkins, and this is again from the actual indicting documents, where Caldwell says, "Hey Cap, wanted to tell you that it's great to have you here in Virginia. Don't know what." And person Rhodes, Stuart Rhodes is person one. So don't know what Stuart Rhodes is cooking up, but I'm hearing rumblings of another MAGA march, et cetera, et cetera. And then we can go on to the next one where he says, Watkins says, looks like we're green light to come to DC on the 6th. The rally point is still your place. Caldwell says, not that I'm aware, have been contacted by no one. Typical Stuart Rhodes. Typical Stuart Rhodes. Not, he's like complaining about the fact that Stuart Rhodes is not keeping him in the loop, therefore not telling him what to do. Watkins says, if Stuart Rhodes isn't making plans, I'll take charge myself and get the ball rolling. So again, to portray Stuart Rhodes as the puppet master here, you have the puppets themselves, I guess, in this, analogy, talking about how they never were in contact with Stuart Rhodes. In fact, Caldwell, again, January 1st, Caldwell continues saying, person two and I are setting up shop here. Person three has a room and is bringing someone. He will be the quick reaction force. It's going to be cold. We need a place to spend the night before minimum. Stuart Rhodes never contacted me. So person two and I are going our own way. He says, again, I don't know if Stuart Rhodes has even gotten out his call to arms, but it's a little frickin' late. This one we are doing on our own. And finally, goes on to mention that Caldwell, who was positioned on the west side of the Capitol, joined with person two and others known and unknown in storming past barricades and climbing stairs up to a balcony in the restricted area on the west side of the Capitol building, with Caldwell sending a message on Facebook writing, "We are surging forward, doors breached." So again, it's just a dishonest framing of this, to act like, Caldwell was just, following the orders of, Stuart Rhodes. And so therefore it doesn't make any sense that Caldwell would be arrested when Rhodes wouldn't, when according to the, indicting documents, Caldwell is routinely complaining that Stuart Rhodes is not directing him as to where to go, not responding to him, not coordinating with him. And so they say in pretty clear language, we're going to take this on ourselves. We'll be organizing this ourselves. And then, of course, you know, it frames it as, Caldwell never went into the Capitol. Stuart Rhodes never went into the Capitol, yet they're, Caldwell is being charged with, trespassing, but that's ignoring this, part here where apparently Caldwell is, being, accused of storming past barricades and climbing upstairs to a balcony in the restricted area on the west side, of the Capitol building. I just don't think this, Stuart Rhodes is a Fed is the linchpin, that everyone, seems to think it is. I still haven't seen the evidence for it. And again, if you look at the actual indictments, everybody in the indictment is charged with doing something physical on the day of January 6th, something that Stuart Rhodes has never been accused of doing. He was on the Capitol grounds, but so were a million other patriots. And of course, this was all inspired by the arrest of Jeremy Brown, a friend of this show. And of course, it was him that published the video of the FBI attempting to get Jeremy Brown to infiltrate the Oath Keepers on behalf of the FBI. So I guess the FBI is going around trying to recruit, tattletales, recruit snitches into their ranks from an organization that the head is already fed. I mean, it doesn't logically make any sense how this would come about. But of course, they talk about the fact that it's very strange that 9 months after the event, they now are arresting and charging Jeremy Brown with trespassing. And this, I think, is the most interesting part of this article, the fact that they're claiming the entire Capitol grounds themselves were a restricted area. And so therefore, anybody within this red border was technically trespassing. Now, I'd also like to mention that very recently, probably 8 months after the event, Owen Schroyer also arrested for being on the grounds of the Capitol, not in the Capitol building, not participating in any violence whatsoever, but still they're sort of going. So again, just read the charging documents, just read the indictment. It all seems to kind of make perfect sense. None of this was planned or organized by the Oath Keepers. This was all kind of a spur of the moment thing. And you can see in the indicting documents how incredibly surprised the Oath Keepers are when things like windows being broken and people actually breaching the Capitol actually happened. It clearly was not a part of their plan. It was clearly not a part of their organized efforts that day. It all sort of fell apart. And when the violence actually broke out at the Capitol, which I'll remind you started with the police first launching flashbangs and tear gas grenades into peaceful crowds before any other violence had occurred, that everything sort of fell apart, and a lot of the people that were with the Oath Keepers decided to take it upon themselves to storm into the Capitol, and that's what they're being charged with. Again, none of this should, in my opinion, be the basis for charging. None of these people should be in prison whatsoever. I just am very kind of confused at the hyper-focus on trying to tear down Stuart Rhodes. I literally just don't understand what the purpose of that would be, except I guess if it does eventually come out that Stuart Rhodes is some sort of, fed plant that Darren Beatty can sort of pat himself on the back and say, I told you so. But the other side, the flip side of that coin is if he's not actually a fed, then I guess you've destroyed this guy's reputation and in large part driven him, away from his compatriots and, prevented people from wanting to come out and defend this guy on nothing, more or less. And actually, Beatty goes on to basically say, like, well, there could be a very simple solution to this. There could be a very simple answer that we just haven't landed on. And he seems to be, trying to figure out exactly what that could be. Here's a pretty simple solution for you. Maybe Stuart Rhodes is innocent. Maybe that's the simple answer for you. Maybe Stuart Rhodes, just like Roger Stone, just like Alex Jones, just like Donald Trump himself, was a part of a peaceful protest and is now attempting to be framed using RICO statutes and, conspiracy charges as if he's some sort of mastermind of an insurrection, when in reality, nothing that any of these people did was against the First Amendment, and there was no greater organization to cause a violent insurrection. And so there's your simple answer. It's said he's innocent and hasn't done anything wrong. And again, you can just read the indicting documents and you can see that Stuart Rhodes, being an attorney, is very, very careful about the words that he uses and is very careful never to encourage any of his followers to do any sort of violence, because then you are liable to be charged under a conspiracy thing. So again, just look at this like any, previous RICO statute. You arrest the street thugs to get them to give you the names or tell you that they were ordered to do what they did by somebody higher up, and you slowly work your way up the chain. This hasn't really worked, so now they're desperate, and they're arresting people like Jeremy Brown and Owen Schroyer.
UN-run contact tracers aren't coming. They're here. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. These tyrants are tracking everything you do, everywhere you go, and then coming to your house and threatening, in some cases, actually taking people away into the night to their facilities. and they're planning in the next year to expand their shield process where they come and take, quote, healthy people away and put them in facilities for their safety. This is nothing less than martial law. And one big thing you can do to fight back is to get high-quality Faraday cages, many of which are made here in America and are very compliant, meaning U.S. government military grade, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Silent Pocket ready to ship to you when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have big backpacks. We have special dry bags. We've got them for cell phones. We've got them for laptops. We've got them for iPads. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So protect your privacy today and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now. That's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking three products every single day. DNA Force Plus that's back in stock. Also, X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, Down and Out Sleep Aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
The wartime propaganda machine, aka all of pop culture media, reveals their agenda when they all focus their spotlight on a single story. Like we are seeing now with the so-called whistleblower from Facebook, who accuses Facebook of a betrayal of democracy while calling for more censorship. Doublespeak, as George Orwell called it. Many of us today can see right through this obvious deceit. But sadly, many are still stuck deeply in the brainwashed trance and are unable to see the obvious differences between real and fake. Real whistleblowers risk their lives when they come out against the system. And Facebook, born from the CIA's life log, is most definitely part of the system. Just 5 months ago, Project Veritas had multiple whistleblowers from Facebook exposing how they censor vaccine concerns, encouraging people worldwide to take the dangerous experimental shots. There was no spotlight on these whistleblowers. They had to hide in the shadows. Julian Assange is a real whistleblower. He is currently locked in a cell. And when others blew the whistle that the CIA had plans to murder Julian Assange, former CIA Director Mike Pompeo called for them to be prosecuted. Not the CIA, but the whistleblowers. Because that's what the system does. How many whistleblowers have unexpectedly killed themselves or died mysteriously? The Clinton crime family alone has a long list of these such cases. Real whistleblowers risk their lives, such as recent Pfizer whistleblower Melissa Strickler, who revealed how Pfizer is hiding the fact that they use fetal tissue as an ingredient in the deadly cocktail that they call a vaccine. They risk their lives because they seek redemption. They don't want the blood on their hands. They realize that I was only doing my job is no excuse. Real whistleblowers who threaten the system are not put on the spotlight for all to see. They are ignored, destroyed, or murdered. To roll out this lying, seditious clown and call it a whistleblower while Julian Assange rots away in a cold cell is another vile affront upon all that is left decent in humanity. Because that is all they have. The system's only option is to provoke us into a violent attack. But we don't have to do that. We outnumber them 10,000 to 1, conservatively. So let them use their fake whistleblowers to bring on more censorship. Let them keep exposing themselves and rise up against them with honor. In the face of tyranny, there is nothing more powerful than the truth, and the truth is on our side. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
The truth is on our side. I think that could be another slogan for InfoWars. The truth is on our side. Absolutely right. Another brilliant piece by Greg Reese. Remember, it's not just American Journal. It's not just the War Room. It's not just the Alex Jones Show that you fund by going to InfoWarsStore.com. It's incredible pieces like that. It's incredible, real information warriors like, Greg Reese, Christy Lee, so many others. All of that is supported at one place. Your one-stop shop for, dissident information. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Emergency Supply Chain Breakdown Sale, where you can save up to 50% off some of our top-selling products like DNA Force Plus that's now back in stock and 40% off. And look, that's one of our most expensive products, but it's one of our most powerful products. There's a reason why it's more expensive. It's because it's so incredibly powerful and the ingredients are so difficult to come by. It's well worth the cost at full price, but that means you're saving even more when it's 40% off. I mean, you're saving a very good amount at 40% off. That is a huge discount for one of our top-selling products that sells out at full price. I mean, this thing will be gone. We sell it at 100%, but we're selling it 60% at this point, 40% off. So make sure to get that now while you still can. If you've ever wanted to try it, now is the best possible time. Get it now before it's sold out. InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to be very clear. The fact that InfoWars is having trouble funding itself is not the fault of our amazing listeners and supporters. It is the fault of the globalists. When we can get enough of our great supplements and other products in, we're able to sell enough of it to stay on air and, quite frankly, even expand in the face of the New World Order. But because of the supply chain breakdowns that were very easy to predict for the global lockdowns, they're designed to do that, we have had real problems getting our best-selling products in. Some of them take up to 10 months to get in. We've had to discontinue some of our products because we just can't get the ingredients anymore. It's pretty scary stuff. So please take advantage of sales we're running for 1 week only. There's only 1 week left from October 11th for 7 days. Kicks off October 11th on things like DNA Force Plus at 40% off, Winter Sun at 50% off, Ultra 12 at 50% off, and more at InfoWarsStore.com. 1 week left. Check out these incredible deals.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Good news and bad news for you here. The bad news is Alex Stein will not be joining us today. We've had a slight miscommunication slash apparently he's a little bit under the weather. So unfortunately, we've had to push back his interview. But hey, if you need your fill of Alex Stein, you can find his YouTube and Instagram and Facebook, Conspiracy Castle, or go to his Twitter, AlexStein99. Of course, he's the guy that got up in front of the Dallas school board or Dallas was it the school board or the city council and started crying about how the abortion ban would force him to change his lifestyle. Very funny, satiric stuff out there in the public realm. So we're still very excited to talk to him. So that's the bad news. Alex Stein's not going to be able to join us today. He'll be on next week with us. That's the bad news. Good news is means we have more time for your phone calls. So we'll be able to go to William and Preston and Scott and Presley and Ruben and Jesse. We'll try to get to all of you. And Aaron in New Mexico. We'll try to get to all of you in this next hour. I do want to read this story that the crew just ran into me from justthenews.com. Lawmakers seek federal grand jury investigation for COVID-19 statistical manipulation. So the CDC adopted a double standard exclusively for COVID-19 data collection that inflated cases and deaths starting early in the pandemic, violating multiple federal laws and distorting mitigation policies, Oregon lawmakers told the Fed's top lawyers in the state. Advised by a large team of world-renowned doctors, doctors, epidemiologists, virologists, and attorneys. State Senators Kim Thatcher and Dennis Linthicum petitioned U.S. Attorney Scott Asfaug to approve a grand jury investigation into how the pandemic is being measured. I think this is brilliant because we know, and we've talked about on this show over and over again, everything we know about COVID is basically skewed and manipulated and not accurate. And we've known this, of course, whether it's PCR tests with false positives and the high spin rate that they then decided to reverse once the COVID vaccine came out to make it look like the number of cases had dropped, to counting cases multiple times. If you have multiple tests on one case, you count that multiple times, to counting every death with COVID as a death from COVID. We know the people who are in motorcycle accidents or struck by lightning were then counted as COVID deaths. So the entire pandemic. Oh, and of course, the fact that COVID-19 apparently had been spreading since like September of 2019 and was likely fully immersed into the entire population by the time we started testing. So as we rolled out testing, it looked like it gave the appearance of the spreading of the disease when in reality the disease was already there and we were just testing to become aware of it. So all of these manipulations and machinations in order to create the appearance of a insane, rapidly spreading, COVID pandemic. All of these are questionable. All of these should be, you know, looked at in order to ask, now wait, were all of these public policies actually decided on legitimate data points, or was all of this just completely fabricated nonsense? And that's, I guess, the question at the crux of this new investigation. Public health policy, they say, must be based on accurate and independently verifiable data to optimize outcomes and strengthen the public's trust in the people leading them through this crisis. Republican lawmakers, whose state has imposed some of the harshest and longest COVID restrictions, wrote in a letter with several attached exhibits. One is a synopsis of allegations finding relevant law and implicated agencies intended to assist grand jury members in orienting themselves to the scope of alleged crimes committed. And they would be crimes at this point. I mean, they, you know, we just heard about last week how somebody, a man is being sent to prison for 15 months for posting on Facebook a joke, little prank on Facebook saying, hey, my friend who's, COVID positive just went into a grocery store and licked all of the products. It's just like, okay, that's not super funny, not super helpful. Doesn't really hurt anybody, right? Just telling people like that your friend licked all the products at a grocery, like doesn't even really make sense. All the products. He licked all the products at a grocery, like it's farcical on its face. Post was only up for about 16 minutes, but that guy's going to jail for 15 months, for over a year and a quarter behind bars for this online COVID hoax. How much more extreme should the punishment be for people whose hoax got us into this mess? What about the hoaxes that carried on this deception that destroyed our economy, has absolutely devastated supply chains, caused massive starvation in the third world? I mean, these are real crimes. This is a real violation of public trust. This is a real abuse of power as the, medical authorities. The letter is dated August 16th, but the materials were not released for a month in order to protect those involved. Stand for Health Freedom, the holistic medicine and legal nonprofit behind the petition effort, said in last month's announcement, I'm not sure whether there's been an allegation of government wrongdoing on this scale, so the group wanted to assess accuracy and safety before going public, relationship manager Bailey Kirkendall told Just the News. See, that name I know how to pronounce because it's a street in Houston. How do I pronounce this name? Any ideas? Because it looks an awful lot like Asfaug, and I don't think that's what it actually is. But Asfaug's office said Thursday it referred the petition to the Justice Department's Office of Legislative Affairs. That office did not respond on whether or how it had answered the Oregon's lawmakers' request. The lawmakers did interviews with SHF before the effort went public. Thatcher said she was troubled that even as the infection's high survivability rate became clear, arbitrary restrictions that worsened child abuse, suicide, and mental health remained in place. And again, this is just what we've come to expect, where you have some sort of prediction from a scientist, some sort of assertion from some scientific authority that say, like, the, you know, 80% of the people that get COVID are going to die, or, you know, we're predicting 100 million dead in America alone. And then those predictions are shown to be utterly false, completely baseless, completely groundless. And yet the measures that were taken on the assumption that these predictions were accurate are never rolled back. It's never reversed. They're never like, okay, we've learned our lesson now. We thought it was going to be really bad. Thank goodness it's not that bad. We can roll some of this back. As long as they've planted that fear seed in the minds of the public, they're going to reap that crop, okay? They've sown the seeds of fear, and the tyranny is what they reap from it. So very interesting, and I'd like to see this in all 50 states. I'd like to see this on a national level. I'd like to really understand, you know, where these statistics came from that they made these decisions on, and whether they were accurate at all, and whether they knew they were not accurate in the cases where accuracy is questioned. The CDC's National Vital Statistics Systems told mortality data compilers to emphasize COVID-19 as the cause of death in a March 2020 alert, departing from a 2003 federal manual on recording infectious disease as contributing factors to death in the presence of pre-existing conditions, the letter said. Regarding COVID diagnosis via the RT-PCR test, the CDC and FDA recommended a high cycle threshold of 40 that is widely known to produce false positives by finding insignificant viral loads, Thatcher and Linthicum told AsFog. Public health experts raised the same concerns more than a year ago with the New York Times, recommending cycle thresholds of 35 or lower. The newspaper discovered viral loads were too small to be infectious, and up to 90% of positives in Massachusetts, New York, and Nevada. So again, all of this stuff is just based off of falsehoods. And even now, when they say, you know, oh, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, you have to know, who do they count as unvaccinated? What do they mean by unvaccinated? And are they really even counting people who have gotten vaccinated and then had a breakthrough case? Remember earlier this year, they put out a statement being like, yeah, we're not even going to count those cases, really. We don't even consider those breakthrough cases worth counting. And they say things like, you're not actually fully vaccinated until 2 weeks or even more after your second dose. And so they fudge the numbers in a myriad different ways. Like, there's just any number of ways that you can manipulate all of this data and selectively choose what you're considering as COVID death, what you're considering as a COVID case. And again, even just looking at some of the undercover footage of nurses being like, look, this is one guy. He's had COVID the entire time. It's one case of COVID, but we've tested him 3 times. And here on the machine, he's listed as 3 separate COVID cases. So just with that alone, you're tripling the number of legitimate COVID cases. Maybe we'll get some semblance of sense from this.
Back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. It's been out of stock for a while. It's one of 3 sleep aids we have at InfoWarsStore.com. This one has been very popular. It sold off the shelves. It's back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. This is probably the strongest sleep aid that we have, I would say. Knockout, Rocket Rest, both great. Comes in pill form. This is the liquid tincture, and I think this is probably the most powerful one. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. This is, if you haven't done an iodine challenge yet, you haven't done the iodine challenge, what are you waiting for? Now is the time. Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Living Defense Plus and the Organic Greens Fiber Caps. We have a limited supply of these right now, but we want to sell them all out so we can order a new batch. It was very popular. The Organic Greens Fiber Caps. But we have all kinds of other great supplements that are great for so many different things. Take advantage of those.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com.
I'm 59 years old, in good health. I'm not working in the front line. So my type is not recommended to get vaccination.
That was the current CEO of Pfizer just a few months ago on a national TV interview saying, oh, he doesn't need to take the so-called mRNA vaccine. It's really a gene therapy. He said, you know, he's 50-something years old. He's healthy. He doesn't need it. It's at-risk people, but that's not what his PR firms that have bought off the politicians in over 100 countries say. They say you've got to take it to have a job or leave your house or get on a plane or a train or even get outside your home for 1 hour a day if you live in Australia. So remember, the White House is exempt. Congress and their staff are exempt. The Postal Service is exempt. All these big corporate heads are exempt. They're not taking their poison vaccine. They're pushing it on you. Wake up, folks. Wake up. In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, welcome back. A little bit later in this hour, I'm going to talk about what's going on in Lebanon right now, as well as the rest of the Middle East, as American sanctions drive Lebanon to total collapse. It's really incredible stuff. The latest from Lebanon, there's a fire at their oil facility that was now extinguished. Lebanon restores power supply after complete halt. So we'll get into that a little bit later in the hour and lay down exactly what's going on in that country that was once called the Paris of the East. It was once a European style, fully free democracy. Not anymore, not when America has anything to say about it. We'll talk about that a little bit later. So it was Asfog. That was how I was supposed to pronounce it. Crews, let me know now. I was pronouncing that name correctly. Thank you. All right, let's go out to the phone lines. Now, we have William in the great state of Montana who wants to talk about compulsory service. Thanks for calling in, William. What's your comment on this?
Where do we start? I don't know why anybody is, or everybody, I should say, is not out there doing something to get involved to protect their own way of life. There's 3% of the people in this nation that put on a uniform and the rest consume off that sacrifice. But the biggest reason is once you start to get involved, doors open up and you see the mass undertaking that it takes to run any kind of large organization. We're living in a bubble in the civilian world. We're being manipulated. We don't get to see anything but what the media and our immediate access to exposure teaches us. I'm not talking about follow the federal thing either. Mm. You had a caller just a few minutes ago, and I'm not talking independent garage militias. Those are a liability to your community, your church, your state, and everything. A gentleman a while ago called in about Texas being independent. I spent 15 years in a Texas military uniform called Texas State Guard. Right. You got less than 3,000 people in that military organization right now. There's almost 30 million people in Texas. A lot of them are about to have hunting season come up. Need to put down the hunting rifle and pick up the Second Amendment rifle. Okay? There's a reason behind it. Right? We need more warrior generals instead of administrative lawyer generals, because generals are administrators. They're yes people. They're lawyers. They're part of the system. It's a nightmare what's going on. We're losing our nation. I usually am so angry when I call in, I can't get anything out because there's too much to talk about. And I spent 23 years total in the service. If your rear end is on the line, really, then the first time you hear the word ISIS and you follow it back to Mujahideen, okay, because you're involved. Most people don't know who that is, what it was. You know, come on, let's get involved, people, right?
So do you think there should be compulsory military service for everybody in the States?
Why am I protecting? This is what soldiers think. They're just being nice when somebody comes up and says, oh, thank you for your service. Well, where's yours? Why am I protecting your family and your way of life, whether you like what's going on in this nation or not?
Mm.
Why? Where is everybody else's service? I don't want to hear it. There's a difference between this federal military that really got its handhold in 1903 after the Dick Act, when the National Guard was created, and the state militaries had their influence taken away.
Mm.
Okay. So you did a great piece with Sam Houston and the Texas military stuff when, you know, about 2 months ago, 3 or 4 months ago. Do it again and teach how Sam Houston, as a general, fought for everything that he achieved and had enemies within his own rank and file. So did Washington. So did Lee, right? So did Grant, right? They still achieved. You're not going to go without critics. You're going to have critics, right? We're living in a bubble. Everybody's involved in this. Everyone. Nobody's getting out of this. So you better step up. I don't ask permission from you to be free. I don't think you should ask my permission to be free, right? This is not a request. Okay, and it's going to get to that point. Look at Australia. Where is the American men that charged the beaches of Normandy and Iwo Jima? Where are they? Now, I signed in the Army, Fort Benning, the day after I found out that the Marine barracks were bombed. Okay, they wouldn't let me in the Marines. I was a dropout high school wet nose. Okay, I joined the Army and got a lot of education, a lot of training, spent 23 years in different military uniforms across this great nation. It's only because of this great nation I was able to fight up off the streets, homeless on the streets. And now I'm watching all this be destroyed, and anybody that has my background, the inflation and the cost of everything and the lack of opportunity and this government oversight, right, on every little regulated, overregulated, micromanaged thing you can think of, right, I'm a nurse. I've been a nurse since 86. The piece that you had on your program the other day, about the old people being kept from their loved ones, I've lived it. I've watched it. I've had to keep people from their loved ones. It's pathetic that you have to close the blinds and shut the window on a patient who's inside trying to talk to somebody outside in their own room, and, you know, the charge nurse comes in and shuts the blinds. I got to deal with a crying patient. I would have opened the blinds and let them in. I've lost 3 jobs because of this stupid mask stuff, right?
No, I'm not taking
the vaccine.
No, you're right. I mean, no, you're laying it out. Then I think a lot of people feel exactly how you do. I mean, the problems that we're facing right now are seemingly, you know, overwhelming, when in reality, it's like if the American people would just stand up and reassert their rights that have been guaranteed to them by God, then we wouldn't be in this situation in the first place. And people learn to wake up from the fear and actually just assert their freedoms on their own. We would have never gotten in this situation. So I completely agree with your point, and I would love to see more, you know, hometown militias. And as you know, you call them garage militias and say, you know, that's not as desirable. But whether it's countywide, statewide, citywide, you know, blockwide, I'd like to see each and every, you know, able-bodied man understand that they have a responsibility to protect their freedoms and their lives from impositions from the tyrants in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much for the call, William. I do appreciate it, and I feel your anger, and I'm sure a lot of people share that with you. Let's go to Scott in Canada quickly, who has a story about another pastor arrested in New Brunswick. We only have about a minute left here, Scott, but the floor is yours.
Hey, Harrison. We spoke briefly on Twitter about what happened to the Veterans Party up here in Canada in the election recently. But, yesterday, a pastor in New Brunswick, St. John, this Tabernacle Family Church there, he got arrested, associate pastor at that church. And last week, the head head pastor at that church, he ended up getting issued a fine for singing.
Oh, for singing?
Crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Was he arrested for singing?
No, just issued a fine. But, well, at the same time, they were even the safety officials and that, they were interrupting a funeral service.
It's so sick. I mean, is nothing sacred. I'm not surprised, but, you know, I am infuriated, right? I mean, this is going on, and again, it's like if we don't stand up to this, it's just going to keep going. Like, church is going to be a thing of the past. You'll still be able to go to the liquor store. You'll still be able to go to Walmart. You'll still be able to go to, I don't know, whatever satanic abortion seance that your, you know, community center is putting on. But a church, that's right out. Singing, absolutely not. You'll be fined to death. Incredible stuff. Thank you so much for that, Scott, in Canada. Another pastor arrested in New Brunswick as everywhere in the former British Empire is completely collapsing under tyranny. Sick stuff.
InfoWars emergency supply chain breakdown sale is only running for 1 week from Monday, October 11th for 7 days. That's because a bunch of these products that we have in stock are of limited supply because obviously the supply chain breakdown that I've been warning you of now for 20 months, because that's part of the Great Reset and part of the globalist plan. That's what global lockdowns would then trigger. So we've not lowered the quality of any of our products. That means some of them have been sold out for more than 6 months, like DNA Force Plus. It is 40% off, but coming up in 1 week, it will go back to full price, and we probably won't have more for up to 6 months, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a chance to support the broadcast and get incredible products at the same time. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, they're both 50% off. They're going to go back to 10% off in a week as well. They're 50% off right now. Find these and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar while making your life a lot healthier. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
By now you've heard me talk about the BioPros and how they're creating amazing products. They've done it again and have just released an entire suite of bioremediation products, bringing industrial-level technology to the everyday consumer. They're literally changing the industry with a revolutionary patented delivery system. The BioPros are excited to release BioDrain Pro, a product specifically designed to establish healthy drains, pipes, and overall plumbing systems. BioDrain Pro digests grease, fats, oil, sludge, paper, and organic matter with ease. It contains no chemicals, no GMOs, and is safe for black, gray holding tanks, sewer hoses, and plumbing. It is also human and animal safe. Get up to 20 treatments with the scoop for easy applications. Say goodbye to drain problems, gas buildup, and odor. Guaranteed. Just pour and add water. It's that simple. Visit thebiopros.com and see for yourself.
A little more than 20 years ago, Japanese scientists discovered and were able to isolate a compound that is naturally in nature and in foods we eat, but in very, very low amounts. It's called PQQ or bio-PQQ. When you have the organic form of it, it does amazing things. It actually makes your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, but makes them last longer. That's basically the same thing. So it's as close to the fountain of youth as you're going to get. Well, DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 6 months. It's back in stock, the highest quality
PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. This entire formula is about cleaning out your cells and helping your body last longer, and that is so incredibly important. We have it at 40% off, despite the fact it's been sold out for 6 months, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. If you haven't tried DNA Force Plus, you really should, and for those of you that love it, it's back in stock, 40% off, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. More of your phone calls momentarily, but I do want to take a moment to talk about a little tiny country in the Middle East called Lebanon. I've often said that Lebanon is sort of a linchpin in understanding so much of what goes on in the Middle East. You know, there's some of these things, there's got to be a good metaphor for it. Everything can all be confusing and you're not sure like what's happening anywhere else. And Lebanon's one of these things where when you put into perspective how desperate the globalists are to destroy the country of Lebanon, everything else just sort of clicks into place. Everything else that kind of doesn't make any sense go, oh, okay, this is about Lebanon, weirdly enough. It's strange. It's a tiny little country. I mean, it's like the size of Rhode Island. It should be insignificant, but so much of American policy towards the Middle East is focused on trying to destroy Lebanon. It's almost bizarre. But when you really look into it, everything sort of becomes rather clear. And it also becomes sort of like the microcosm of what's going on in the rest of the world. You see all of the globalist machinations like on display in Lebanon at a massive degree, like where they will, you know, sort of, you know, they're kind of rolling out supply chain disruptions here in America. And we're starting to feel the disruptions as a consequence of that. You look at Lebanon and they're in just total collapse because of the supply chain disruption, because of the fuel, problems that are being faced in places like China and the UK. I mean, it's all over the world that this is happening. But when you go to Lebanon, it's like looking at it through a magnifying glass. It's like you see exactly what the purpose of all of this is. So here's some of the headlines about Lebanon. Over the past 24 hours or so, Lebanon suffers 24-hour blackout, food poisoning, business closures amid fuel crisis. This published today. You also have this: fire at Lebanon's Zarani oil facility extinguished. Fire broke out Monday morning and took more than 3 hours to contain and extinguish. You have this: oil tankers for Lebanon were escorted by Iranian Navy. This according to a commander. So there you have the Iranian Navy trying to assist in getting oil to the Lebanese people in contradiction of the American regime's orders that you not be allowed to help Lebanon. Here's the latest from Reuters. Lebanon restores power supply after complete halt. And again, you have where is that other one? There's another one. There it is. Lebanon's perpetual crisis is Iran's ploy. This from the Jerusalem Post published today. Iran has supported multiple countries in the Middle East in the past, and they always fall apart as a result. Is this Iran's fault, as this article seems to suggest? Well, you might be able to make that case, except for the fact that it's rather well advertised that this is the direct consequence of American programs, specifically the CSER Act. The CSER Act was rolled out in May and June of 2020, so last year, a little over a year ago. CSER Act, what are the repercussions on Lebanon? The U.S. law to sanction any government entity or person assisting the Syrian regime is due to come into force June 17th, again a year ago, not last June, but the June before that, and is expected to target Lebanese or Lebanese-based individuals and businesses. This is what is at the heart of Lebanon's problems right now. You have this from Al Jazeera. U.S. CSER Act could bleed Lebanon for years to come. Analysts say sanctions against Assad regime will worsen Lebanon's economic crisis by fueling illicit trade with Syria. So here's the timeline as you need to understand it. America decided that Bashar al-Assad needed to go. He needed to get out of there. And we, of course, fabricated false flag chemical attacks against his own people that have since been proven to be utterly baseless and false. And we even have the OPCW cover up to show how this lie was allowed to spread. You can see Tulsi Gabbard's comments on the situation to understand exactly how this happened. So we funded so-called rebel groups, a.k.a. ISIS, right? We helped to fund the revolutionaries there in Syria attempting to overthrow Bashar al-Assad. Now, thanks in part to, of course, the Syrian government, but also to forces from Hezbollah that are allied with Iran, they were able to hold back that foreign-funded, right, American-funded revolution to try to overthrow Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, and it failed. After years and years of pouring millions of dollars into these groups, the CIA training these ISIS groups, or moderate rebel groups, as they like to call them, they failed. They failed to militaristically oust Bashar al-Assad, so they went to Plan B. Plan B is economically starve them. So we're not able to militaristically force Bashar al-Assad out, so we go to the economic sanctions, one of these being the Caesar Act. And, of course, they mentioned Caesar Act could bleed Lebanon for years to come. How about this? Caesar Act, an opportunity for Lebanon to get its house in order. Oh, it's an opportunity for Lebanon. Yeah, just one of those nice opportunities where we impose sanctions on the goods and services you need to operate your country in order to encourage more friendly governments to us to be elected into place. All Monitor, Pulse of the Middle East, has this as well. Caesar, Syrian Civil Protection Act, with the U.S. president signed into law recently, sends a clear message to the Syrian government's political and economic backers in Lebanon, but analysts say the impact may be less forceful. Well, now, a year later, it has come to full force and full fruition, the effects of this. And, of course, when this came out in June 2020, this was all predicted, that this would be the case, that Lebanon would slowly but surely descend into chaos, anarchy, and, scarcity. And now we have, the video that you're watching here is Lebanese citizens attempting to break into banks to get their money, since banks completely limited access to the Lebanese people's money. So here's the latest from PressTV.ir. Hezbollah says U.S. has proven role in destroying Lebanon's economy. The Hezbollah resistance movement says United States has a proven role in destroying Lebanon's economy by imposing tough sanctions against the country and supporting its corrupt officials. The role of the United States, he says, in destroying the Lebanese economy has been proven with definitive reasons. This is no longer hidden to anyone. They imposed sanctions, led the banking system to bankruptcy, and prevented it from interacting with other countries, Sheikh Qasim said. Lebanon has been mired since late 2019 in deep financial crisis that has caused the Lebanese pound to lose around 90% of its value to the dollar and led its banking system to collapse. On Saturday, the country was plunged into a total blackout after two main power stations went offline because they ran out of fuel. State electricity in most places is barely available for an hour a day, while the fuel needed to power private backup generators is also in short supply, reports say. The U.S. has exacerbated the crisis by imposing a siege on Lebanon in a bid to force the formation of a Western-friendly administration there. Qasim slammed the U.S. for adopting the so-called Caesar Act, which has hindered Syria's economic cooperation with Lebanon. The ban targets almost all Syrian economic and trade activities, as well as the country's governmental officials. Hezbollah's second-in-command also warned that some of the so-called civil society groups in Lebanon are receiving large sums of money from the U.S. embassy to fund their agenda to destroy the country, affect public opinion, and counter the resistance movement. So again, this is just what we've grown to expect all over the world, not just in Lebanon, but the idea that the government specifically of America, in this case, would impose massive sanctions that would bring the economy of a country, to its knees, crippling their entire infrastructure. And of course, they're like, well, this is your fault because you refuse to do as we say. You know, it's your fault you get fired because you're refusing to take the vaccine that we're mandating. It's your fault that your economy is collapsing because you refuse to oust the, duly elected and popular supported politicians in favor of people that we support. So this is your money. This is your government. This is the American, people's representatives now going to a foreign country and essentially collapsing their economy, destroying their infrastructure, destroying their ability to live in peace because they refuse refuse to bow to us, and because they, in part, Hezbollah and Lebanon, prevented our military takeover of Syria. So this is just an extension of the Syrians' war. It's an extension of the American imperialistic policies at work there in the Middle East, not on behalf of America, but largely on behalf of the interest of Israel, which the people of America see as an outpost of America for some bizarre reason. When in reality, Lebanon could actually use the help of America, and maybe that'd be good for international relations if people in foreign countries saw America as assisting them rather than imposing extreme restrictions. That means they don't have power and their hospitals are shutting down and they can't get their money out of banks. Is this helping America? I seriously doubt it. And if I was Lebanese, I wouldn't like America doing this either.
Cobra Commander here with an important message to humanity. I have decided that all of you will take a special injection so that you will be safe. But the injection is not ready yet. And so, I need all of you to stay indoors for the next 15 days to flatten the curve. I also need you to wear a mask, and I also need you to only shop at mega corporations. That way we can consolidate control and bankrupt the world economy, leaving companies that only I own profitable. You will then be my slaves. Oh, and then you'll get that special shot of venom from Cobra. It will remove your immune system, so you'll be dependent on me for the rest of your miserable lives.
And in addition, we were really finding that we were stressing the cardiopulmonary systems of these employees. Because when you cover the mouth and nose and you exert physical energy during your work, or during your task, whatever it might be, you're really stressing the cardiopulmonary system because you change the way that you breathe. You have to forcibly inhale and forcibly exhale. That taxes the heart. It taxes the lungs. And we have given people heart attacks by allowing them to work with their mouth and nose covered, with absolutely no regulation, no oversight, no medical oversight.
The globalists have told us we're a disease. They've told us they want to eradicate us. And all the studies show that when you wear these masks, it lowers your oxygen level up to one-third and gives you dangerous levels of carbon dioxide poisoning. This is a sick cult, and we've got to say no. But the only way the real science gets out to the public is if we tell them. Get your copy today of COVIDland and expose them. It's COVIDland.com. Go there now.
You'd have to be hiding under a rock not to know that vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, and other essential vitamins and minerals are essential to our bodies, to our immune systems. If we don't have them long-term, we die. But what a lot of people don't know is even if you have those compounds, the levels that are recommended, if you don't have deep, restful, clean sleep, your body will fall apart even faster. And with so many chemicals in the food and water and so much agitation in the culture and life, it's hard to settle down. It's hard to relax. Well, let me tell you something right now. Down and Out is an incredibly strong, natural compound. It's got over 8 compounds in it that will give you deep, pure, clean sleep. And it's such a game changer. So with all the vitamins and minerals, the last big ingredient is Down and Out, available again at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. And you know what? I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out, even though we've already sold out a half of it in just the last month, and we probably are going to have more for about 5 months.
God created each and every one of us with free will. But we look at the world system now openly announcing the mark of the beast. Everything that it's attempting to do is built around getting rid of our free will and making us bow down and submit and turn our very bodies, our very productivity, our very genetics, our very future over to them. They want control of procreation. They want control of the relationships between men and women. They want to bring a form of living death to our society and our civilization. All of us were formed and made in God's mind, in God's image, and given free will. And make no mistake, all of you alive today were created by God to be alive in this special time so that you could make the right decision in free will and stand against evil. And then, for eternity, win the great birthright prize of being aligned with God.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Wherever your feet shall tread, rep, you said, wherever your feet shall tread, rep. Wherever your feet shall tread.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. American Journal, final segment here. We go back out to the phone calls. Ruben from the Bronx has been holding for a while, and I thank you so much for that, Ruben. You have a, well, you have a comment about the number six. I'm interested to hear this. Thanks for calling in, Ruben. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Harrison.
Good morning, Ruben. Thank you for calling in.
No, I just want to say that, like, these elites are very into numerology.
Mm.
666 everywhere. In Manhattan, that lawyer that caught the COVID, the first lawyer was in 42nd Street. 6042nd Street, the address was. 426. 420,000 years of information in Antarctica. 426. Hitler's birthday also, by the way. You didn't know that. And like I said, they're very numerological. Now, 2022 is coming. Add those numbers up. Six. I mean, are you with me?
I'm with you.
I mean, it's something out of the Twilight Zone, because I'm also in the Bronx, and it's like nothing ever happened here. Like, no masks. Everything is just, I'm in a Twilight Zone over here. But anyway,
that's interesting.
The new year is coming. The new year is coming, and they're very numerological, and get ready for 666.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's almost uncanny the way that, you know, you look at some legislative act that's put forward, and it's for tracking and tracing. And sure enough, it's act number 666, Build Back Better, the BBB looking like 666. I mean, it is everywhere. And of course, six is what they call a perfect number, because it's divisible, or I never know the right words, but you know, you can divide it by 3, 2, and 1. You add those up and they equal 6 as well. And that, I guess, makes it a perfect number in mathematics.
They say it's the start of a new beginning, that number 6. That's what I heard.
Well, it's supposed to be, there's supposed to be something like 6 and 12 are sort of the perfect round numbers, and then so 7 and 13 are like the one beyond. So, you know, it's almost like 6 is the pyramid, and the 7 is the eye above the pyramid. It's one separate. It's one beyond the contained, one beyond the normal world. So, yeah,
they're really stubbing 6 down our throats, though, really. I mean, they're stubbing that number down where the sun goes down.
Sorry, I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you, Ruben, but I do appreciate your point. And, you know, it's interesting, all of this stuff that sort of used to be, like, when you talked about conspiracy theories, this is what people sort of thought about, and what a lot of the discussion about conspiracy theories was back when they had to hide all of it, right? Back when they had to disguise all of, 6 feet for social distancing. That's interesting. When they had to disguise all of their maneuvers and all of their machinations. Now they're just out in the open. So it's almost like we forget to pay attention to it until it like slaps us in the face, until you're reading about the tracking and tracing, or, you know, whatever, node in your hand, you know, microchip implant, and it's like patent number 66666, and it's like, oh, that's an interesting number to choose for the Mark of the Beast, invention that you've put forward. Or like Nancy Pelosi going and meeting the Pope, and you see him shake hands, and it's clearly the Masonic, like, secret evil Satan's handshake, handshake, where they aren't shaking hands like a normal people shake hands. They shake hands sort of halfway. Can you guys maybe the crew can pull up one of these images where it's like, you know, this used to be conspiracy theories, is you'd watch videos of, world leaders meeting, and you'd see the way they shake hands. You go, see, that's the Masonic handshake. They're signaling to each other and to other Masons in the world that they're all cooperating with each other. Now they're just out in the open, and the Pope's like, yep, me and the Rothschilds are getting together to enslave all of humanity. It's called the Great Reset, and you're going to love it. And so it's almost like we don't even have to pay attention to it anymore until, you know, you see one of these images, and it's like Nancy Pelosi, embodiment of evil, Pope Francis, clearly in league with the globalist Great Reset, you know, neo-feudal enslavement scheme, and they're shaking hands, and what a curious way of shaking hands there. What an interesting way of shaking hands. What a creepy look they're giving to each other. What a what a creepy pair of decrepit old weirdos shaking their hands in a very bizarre sort of way as they leer and smile at each other. It's all very, very bizarre. But yeah, all of this stuff is still relevant, still needs to be paid attention to, whether it's numerology or these weird little signals that these people give to each other. They're very happy to know that they're the enlightened ones. They're the illuminated ones. They understand these symbols. Well, we understand them too, you weird scumbags. And we're not deceived by the fact that you I think we don't know what that handshake means. We know exactly what it means. Let's go out to, thanks for the call, Ruben. I do appreciate it. Let's go to, Presley in North Carolina, who has a theory about, the internet. Thanks for calling in, Presley. You're on the air. Presley, North Carolina. Too slow. We go to another Preston. Preston in Georgia has a, comment about a sports article about Urban Meyer questioning the vaccine. Thanks for calling in, Preston. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Harrison.
Sure thing.
I just wanted to bring to your attention and the fellow InfoWars audience here, because, you know, being that I'm an InfoWarrior, obviously I'm a little more awake than your average human being. But even this article here that I found on 247sports.com this past weekend really threw a wrench even in my understanding of exactly what we're up against here. And the headline on this article is Urban Meyer investigation ongoing after vaccination comments with Jacksonville Jaguars. So there's just so many mind mess ups here with this article. So this article is now starting off saying that they're going to investigate Urban Meyer because he had the, you know, had the honesty to say that he's choosing his lineups and picking his team based on vaccination status. Well, isn't that not what, like, aren't we dealing with that with segregation going on in schools and in stadiums? So, I mean, now they're attacking Urban Meyer because he had the honesty to say that's what he's doing, but they don't want to talk about the rest of the world engaging in that, businesses, sporting events. I mean, it's ridiculous. And then it goes on at the end of this article to say that Urban Meyer's not at fault for doing that. He's just at fault for being honest about segregating his players that way. It's ridiculous.
Okay. So I hadn't heard of this. Now we've got this article pulled up. So
yeah.
So it's saying that basically he's choosing vaccinated players to start. He's choosing, you know, who to play on the field dependent on whether they have the vaccine or not. And they're saying, that's good, that's fine, you should do that, but you shouldn't tell people that's what you're doing.
Exactly. Look at the very last paragraph of this article. It says verbatim that it's not the fact that he's doing that. He only erred in the fact that he admitted it. Like, Bill Belichick didn't admit it. I mean, what are we doing? It's just amazing what we're up against here in this world right now. And all of this, this is what we need to see, though. This is exactly what we're up against. These people aren't ashamed by their behavior here.
Right.
I don't even think they realize how Nazi-like they're being. I really don't.
Right. No, that's very interesting. Yeah, it says officially NFL teams are not supposed to hold a player's vaccination status against him when determining who makes the roster. Unofficially, it's obvious teams prefer to have vaccinated players. And Jaguars coach Urban Meyer admitted the obvious today. He says he considers whether a player is vaccinated or unvaccinated. Yeah, it is, you know, but it goes back to all the other stuff where, like, back when we first were talking about vaccine passports and we're like, hey, here's what's coming, vaccine passports. And everybody freaked out. And everybody was like, what? No, that's ridiculous. Because they know, intrinsically, they know how horrible what they're promoting is. It's just they need the rest of the media to, like, lay the groundwork for them. So eventually they can be like, yeah, we are doing that. We are, you know, we were outraged earlier at the conception of this because we know how evil it is. But now that you're used to it, we're going to go ahead and roll this out. I think that's amazing. Thanks for bringing our attention to this.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for taking my call. You have a good day, bud.
Oh, wow. You too. Very, very interesting stuff. So, yeah, it's like, yeah, you should, you know, we are segregating based on vaccines. We are determining, you know, who gets what, based on their vaccine status, but you're not allowed to say it. You're not allowed to advertise that because people intrinsically know that, well, I think they're going to be kind of mad if their sports team starts losing because better players were passed over because of their vaccine status, their vaccine status. I think that's probably what's really happening here is they don't want a bunch of angry fans not buying, not paying money to go see them, not buying their uniforms because they don't like the way that the unvaccinated players are being treated. Amazing. But yeah, you're exactly right. Very, very illuminating as to where exactly all of this is going. Yes, you should discriminate based on vaccine status, but no, don't tell anybody you're doing that. We just have to discriminate quietly. Discriminate quietly so we can keep doing it forever. Incredible stuff, folks. That's going to do it for us here at American Journal. Remember, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the InfoWars Emergency Supply Chain Breakdown Sale. It's on right now. Some of our top-selling products are 50% off, but they'll be selling out very fast. There's only 6 days left in this, but don't wait till 6 days from now because if you want to get the incredible savings on our most popular products, you've got to go now. Go today because they may be gone by tomorrow. InfoWarsStore.com supports everything we do here.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deep burden source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system. And the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call and Godspeed.
The average person on the face of this incredible planet is still unaware that there's a war between free individuals and nation states on one side and the globalists on the other, who are literally trying to create a post-human world. From the United States to Brazil, and of course triggered by the Brexit in the UK, nations were pulling out of the private corporate fascist world government. That's why they launched their Great Reset and their program after collapsing us of Build Back Better. This is nothing more than a top-down, vertical consolidation of the world economy. And because they couldn't take our guns, and because we wouldn't bow, because the left, which is the ideology of this world government system, couldn't win, they released a biological weapon on us. Now we know, 2 years ago, we learned about it about 20 months ago. It's that simple. They can't beat us because of our free speech and our guns. So the global corporate combine released COVID-19, and you know the rest is history. Expose this paradigm, and we win.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.